Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posky, representing Florida, the South, baby, this Grudge Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Get ready as Grudge Inc. presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Scrivino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28th and 29th shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay, no willy bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29's champion, Lil Rick, will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Baldy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents The Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.
Okay.
Yo.
What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. You know a brother chilling. Oh, what's up with you, man? What's up with you, bro?
Man, just trying to get in here from work, man, and get on this board, man. Try to run this thing.
I appreciate it.
Try to jockey this thing, fool.
Oh, trying to jockey that thing. Hey, that's what's happening. I appreciate it. You know, I'm doing the same. I'm just getting on. Sound like I'm right on time. But before I get started, how was your day? You know, I got to ask you how your day was. You know, check on my main man, see how he's doing, how things are going for him. So fill me in, brother.
Oh, man, just another day, man. Just, you know, had to run into a man, my main man, Oscar, this morning, trying to get some oil pressure over here, man. We're just working at it, man.
Let's
run it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely trying to get that oil pressure back. If we get oil pressure, there's a lot of motherfuckers on deck. I tell you, punk motherfuckers right now. Everybody who's sleeping on my man Five, boy, we get oil pressure. Your ass is on deck. Your ass is on deck. You on standby right now. You can go ahead and wipe the sweat off your forehead because, you know, We got a little downtime. We ain't got oil pressure yet. But when we get oil pressure, you can go ahead and put them sweatbands back on because, boy, down on somebody's ass, we must go. My dog been down since the Cold Killer race. Unfortunately, we couldn't handle that business over there. Then we came to Mike Hill race. We couldn't handle no business over there. So, Michelle Eddie had a race. This past weekend, we couldn't handle no business over there. So I know that gas is building up on your chest real, real high. And real high. So I know you're ready to get off on somebody. So with that being said, we got about two races left this year. Of course, that's the Rumble in the Jungle, November 30th, Showtime Dragway. And we got No Guts, No Glory. And at Baldy race. So that's December 14th and the 15th. But somewhere between them two races. Good Lord. Somebody ass is grass. But other than then, that's what's good with your brother.
Oh yeah, that's it, man. You know, That's what it is, man. I think we're gonna have a little exciting little show this afternoon. So you go ahead and handle your business, and I'm gonna handle my business.
All right. So with that being said, I appreciate that. Go ahead and let me get to the business. But before I get to the business, you already know, first and foremost, I got to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, I'm nothing. You know, hey, I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for him. So I got to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for doing what he do in my life, your life, my family, my friends, my foes, all the listeners. You know, just keep the good blessings coming. And if it's raining on your side of town, just keep your head up, because it don't rain forever. So with that being said, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I got to say thanks. now that I got that way, now that I have that out the way, I'm going to run down my sponsors list, sponsors, official sponsors for Hit Squad Racing. That's T5, Kelly Racing, Big Low, Fast by Gas. You know, we are Hit Squad Racing. So with that being said, let me go ahead and slide down through the list real quick. First and foremost, we got DNL Performance, Obnoxious Racing Apparels, Race Fitness, Horsepower Sales, Applied Nitrous, TRZ Motorsports, Wilson Manifolds, Grudge, Inc. My main man, Tilio, AA Performance, Eric's Automotive, Kelly's Racing, PRD Racing Engines, ATF Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, my main man, Mikey 187 Gangster, Dino Senior and Junior, over the Speed and Truck World, my main man, Ronnie Brown, Big Dick Muscle Cars, my partner, the nigga goes down, Dale's over at Dale's Wheels and Tires, 2x42 on the tag, my main man, Price, accounting firm, and last but definitely not least, Remy Martin VSOP. If y'all hadn't sampled it yet, or y'all hadn't got a taste test of it yet, y'all hit up your local liquor stores and y'all check it out. Remy Martin VSOP, the green bottle. Oh, yeah. Get you a fifth, a pint, a liter, whatever your pocket could stand, and sit back and enjoy the good times. You know, sip on a little of that there and let it marinate on you, listen to the show. Wild Man, he eat vanilla wafers and milk, lemonade and vanilla wafers. Over here, we drinking Remy Martin VSOP. So with that being said, two times. Remy Martin VSOP. So now that I got that out of the way, as I stated earlier, November 30th is definitely going down, Rumble in the Jungle. Hold on. Before I get to Rumble in the Jungle, because it's definitely going to be a Rumble in the Jungle. Some people think they can come down here and it's going to be real sweet. They think the Florida boy is real sweet and easy, but they just don't know. They got a fight on their hands. But before I get into that, T5.
Yes, sir.
What happened, man? Were you able to grab a main man, Machete Eddie?
Yes, I got Machete Eddie on the line. Hold on. And Crew Chief, I'll be right back with you.
All right, well, let me grab Ed. I'll handle him while you do the dupe.
Ed,
so,
what's going on, y'all? I'm Machete Eddie over here, just getting through the weekend at a put up or shut up. We had everyone come out. We had a good following. We had everyone ready to race. It was actually so packed we couldn't even get half the races off.
No bullshit.
Yeah. Right.
No bullshit. Hey Ed, I got to give it to you, brother. I definitely got to give it to you. Give it to you and your team over there for putting that race on. I've never seen County Line like that. I can't speak for nobody else, but personally, Crew Chief has never seen County Line the way y'all had it. I'm talking about, I've seen Jokers. I'm talking about, man, you had like a herd of bitches walking up in there. You never seen one person walking by themselves or two people walking by themselves. I'm talking about like crowds and crowds, like you was giving
was
away
crazy.
Free cheese or something.
It almost looked like the House of Hook. We had so many people in the staging lanes and everything.
No bullshit.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, different points in the day, I look down, you know, one side of the sidelines, packed. I look at the other side, packed. Turn around, packed, you know, like, even like, you know, you think that everyone was sitting there up front, and nope, all the pits were still packed. And so it was a good turnout. We, you know, I think a lot of it stemmed from, you know, about 2 years ago when we were all out there on some of them run day Sundays. You know, DNL doing big things, DTB and Chris doing big things. They kind of been building up. You know, Bloodline has been keeping a lot of the things going on as well. But I think it was a culmination of everything. Plus, you know, we had some weather finally clear up. So that was a big help. It was good to see all the donks out there, too. You know, we didn't get too many racing. But, you know, the main one that everyone's building to try to get after, he did his thing, David, you know, DNL, big load driving, you know. For so many years, you've been hearing about people, oh, I'm going to build this motor, I got to beat Dave, beat David, yada, yada. And, you know, he was there and he did his thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Two times for Pillsbury, he came up, he brought the donk out, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you seen it in the magazines, in the Rise magazine, Donk of the Year. You might have seen it on online. You might have seen it on YouTube. You might have even seen it in person. He don't bring it out too often. So, I mean, it's like it's that fucking donk is like Bigfoot. Everybody
yeah.
talks about it but never really saw it. So for those of you came out and got a chance to see it in person to see, you know, see what the hype is all about, it was all that.
Yeah, he put the gap, he played the Gap Band on him too.
Oh yeah.
So
like I
said,
you know,
we had a good turnout. Yeah. I made me some money, so that means Obnoxious Regal coming back out real soon. Already got money to my main man Ike at Mustang Performance Racing, who's finishing up the engine for us. So
Ike went on the Regal. Yeah, Ike went on ahead and knocked my partner off. He knocked PRD off Saturday night.
That was Mustang Specialties. That was AJ and Ronnie Wilson.
Okay.
Ike was Mustang Performance Racing, another shop out of Boynton Beach, who he races a lot of the All Motors and NMRA, NMCA Pro Stock stuff. So that's how we get that horsepower out of our small buck. Man knows all the tricks.
Shit, that's definitely what's up. Well, hey. I definitely be looking forward to having y'all boys back. You've been down for a minute. You know, kind of been a little rough for everybody. But I know, you know, shit. People don't realize this shit take a lot of money, dedication, effort, being away from your family, your wife, your kids, and everything in between to make the, you know, to make these shows and make these cars do what they do. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you back out. Because for those who don't know, Ed is probably one of the best shit talkers in the game. When it comes to shit talking, he definitely can run with the best of them. And you know, and that's coming from a shit talker himself. I talk a lot of trash, but I definitely gotta get Ed his props. Ed know how to hold it in the road. You know how to keep a bitch up off on. So
I said,
I look forward and you know, we came out and of course we did have. I myself had a grudge race with Grape 8. You know, Saturday night, but like Ed said, it was stupid packed. It was so packed we couldn't even get a lot of stuff in. So, I mean.
Yeah, we also had a bunch of little mishaps, too, with the, I think someone fell down in the pit, like cracked their head open. That held up racing for quite a while. And then we had that one motorcycle backfire, catch on fire. It was definitely an eventful day. I think that's what a lot of the fans, you know, like to enjoy, see all the cars out there, see all the trash talking. You know, you'll know what to expect when you come to Outlaw Race.
Hey, Ed, I knew what I was, I had an idea of what I was in for, what the night had in store for me, because when we came through the gate, it took us 30 minutes from the time we got to the gate to get to the ticket booth.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes. So I'm talking about the crowd just in line was ridiculous. I thought I was at a duck race. the way that shit was packed up. I like, God damn.
Yeah, we had to get a lot of people to park outside the gates and walk in just because, you know, we just didn't have any more room for people in line. You know, they were going out on US 27. The line was so long to get in that people just started parking, you know, just to get out the way and walk up to the gate.
Oh my goodness! Hey, one thing about it, you definitely had that thing on swole. So, you know, congratulations. Appreciate you y'all getting together that little race for us to get a little gas off our chest and just to let everybody know for those who didn't come to the track and accomplish what they was looking for. If you didn't come to the track and get your man, don't be too sad because November 30th, we got the Rumble in the Jungle. You definitely can bring it to the Rumble in the Jungle, and you can get your man there. That's if he ain't scared. In the words of Ed, put up a shut up. Don't talk to us. Hey, don't talk to the devloggers in. So with that being said, appreciate it, Ed. You got anything else you want to add? You could.
Say that again, T5.
I say we appreciate you coming on the show, man, advertising your race and giving us a recap of what happened at your race after your race.
No, I appreciate you guys having us out there or having me on here and, you know, let me announce the race beforehand and stuff. I think we're talking about doing another race, probably going to be late February or early March, and we're going to stick mainly just to grudge racing. We're not going to put all the classes in. It seems like everyone still has a lot of racing going on. We're just going to have a good old-fashioned outlaw day. And, you know, we're going to try to go up and support you guys in Tampa, the Rumble in the Jungle. You know, like I said, this was kind of like a little pre-warm-up for us. And now, you know, South Florida's going to have to go and put on against everyone else.
All right, well, I definitely appreciate it, Ed. And you definitely said a mouthful. I appreciate you coming and have your support at Rumble in the Jungle. And hey, I look forward to seeing you and the crew and all the shit talking, because you know it's going down when we get together. You know, when we meet up, you know it's going down.
Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, you got anybody you want to give a special shout-out to, special thanks to before you get off air?
No, I think I'm pretty much covered. I got to get my ass back to work over here. I got some stuff that needs to be welded up. So.
All right. Well, tenfold, handle that, and we'll get at you.
All right, fellas.
Hey, Crew Chief, we got a guy on the line. You know, he want to specially talk to you. He's from that bad shop out of Atlanta, 478-3878. You're on live with Crew Chief.
Yeah, what's going on, Crew?
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Not much. I was going to make sure that you speaking to Coop.
Okay. Okay, Coop King?
Yeah, that'd be me.
All right, what's up, Coop? Take some of that damn bass out of your voice, because you don't run a motherfucking thing now. You on the show. You can let that air out your chest and take some of that bass out your voice and just talk regular. You ain't gotta have your chest all swollen up on the show now.
Hey, Coop.
Hold on, Coop. Hey, Coop. You got a deep voice.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Jameer done lost his voice. So y'all need to
be somewhere in the... I don't know what Jameer been doing to lose his voice, but, you know, hey, I just want to make sure Coop going to be his own show because I don't want to scare him off, you know what I mean?
Man, scare me. You ain't got that to worry about scaring me, bro.
Okay, I hear you.
Listen, as long as you and Fred can get that Chevy down the road, you know, man, Coochie's going to be another spin on top of y'all.
Man, hey, I want him to hook up to OJ. I want him to hook up to the OJ, because when he hook up to the OJ, it's going to be a long ride home. He's going to have OJ put him on that hill speed chase. He's going to drive like that all the way back to the crib. So make sure you hook up to the OJ, and that's how I want it.
Oh, you want me to bring the Bronco down? That's what you're saying.
What'd you say, Coop?
So you want me to drive my Bronco down, right?
Damn right. Hook up to the OJ. I want you to hook up to the OJ, Coop. Hook up to the OJ and trailer that motherfucker on down. and I'm going to bust your ass.
There'll probably be a better race, though. You're right. I might just drive the Bronco down there. I believe it'll be a better race with the Bronco than the car, you know.
Hey, man, ain't no lie. Ain't no bullshit. It'll either be truck on truck. You know, I ain't got to race, man, one of them fast-ass Mustangs, but, man, I don't give a damn about a Mustang because guess what? Dog told me whatever the fuck I sit in, I got the back tie. If he catch me at the track, whatever I sit in, I got the back tie. And now, if I'm not mistaken, he drive a Mustang, too, so guess what? I want that. And,
Well, that's
what
Mustang
dog
got saying, man. You know, I
man,
know I wouldn't want no problem, not me, you know.
Well, that's you. That's the difference between me and you. That's why you drive a Ford and I drive a Chevy. If I was driving a Ford, I wouldn't want no part of that shit neither.
Come on, man.
Where we going, sir?
Dog, man, you talking about it rough, man. I don't like that.
Man, get out your feelings, bro. Everybody know Ford stand for fix or repair daily.
Yeah, I see now. After I do you, I'm going to get T5 and then Big Low. Let's see, I'm going to do this. I get Big Low last.
Yeah, you're going to get Big Low last. God damn. Here we go with this shit, cool.
Yeah, he leave it on the trailer. Look, he leave it on the trailer and I get through with y'all. How about that?
I can't control what the man do with his car. I can't control what he do with his car, but I tell you what, me and you can come straight off the trailer.
That'll work.
Me and you can come straight off the trailer. I don't give a damn about straight off the trailer.
I'm gonna be down there Friday now, so you ain't none of that, you know. I'm gonna be down there Friday. I'm gonna watch every move you make. I'll be down the 29th.
I want you to come down early. This is what I want you to do. Come down early, get you a good meal, get settled in, get you a good parking spot. I want you to get your parking spot right by the gate, because after I tear your ass up, I want you to push that bitch back on the OJ and get the fuck out the truck. I want you to do the Tony right. Haul ass. I want you to load that motherfucker. I want you to have no problem trying to get back on down the road. God damn, I don't know why I came over here fucking with Crew Chief. He done tricked me into this shit, man. God, you know what? I got the right parking space. I'm going to make sure that nobody had you blocked in. You ain't got to put it in reverse. All you got to do is pull up. Don't scrap it down. Put the ramps up. Matter of fact, don't even put the ramps up. Drag the motherfucker till they fall off and jump in your car, jump in the Bronco, and get on back up north.
Nah, ain't going to be none of that. If it be anything, you going to be doing that. But really, where T5 at?
Man,
what I need you for you to do tomorrow, go check and see how the child support is down there. I'm going to leave a baby. I'm telling you now. Just go and check and see how rough that child support is. And that way, you know, I know what I'm up again, because I'm going to leave a baby down there. I promise you that.
Hey, Coop. You going to leave a baby. It damn sure ain't going to be with me. Hey, Coop.
Oh, yeah.
You talking big now. You getting beside yourself, Coop. Don't do that, Coop. Don't do that. I know you and the Crayola kids. Y'all some bad boys.
Crayola kids. Hold up, man.
Man, listen. You already know I call y'all the Crayola kids. Y'all got the gold. Y'all got the purple. Y'all got the blue. Y'all got the black. Y'all got the orange. Y'all got the green. Y'all the Crayola kids, man. Y'all Crayola kids. I know y'all rough. Y'all been beating up on the white boys lately. So I know y'all pack a mean punch, but hey, I can't do nothing but run after them.
We ain't been doing that, man.
I hear you.
Hey, Crew Chief. Not to cut y'all off before you go to letting Coop beat his chest about them his camp beating up on the white boys. I got a young man on the phone want to talk to you, Crew Chief. Said he coming down to from the pine trees to the palm trees.
Oh yeah.
706-2646. You're on live with
Crew
Chief.
What's up, Crew Chief?
What's up, boss? What's going on, boss? What to do?
Man, we're just getting ready for next weekend. We're gonna knock off some boys and dolls this week. Then we're gonna come on down to Clearwater, Florida. I ain't never been to Clearwater, Florida. I ain't know it was a Clearwater.
Oh yeah, it clear water, clear skies, all that good stuff.
Is many people from Florida listening to the radio show tonight?
Are you fine? You got to answer that for them. I ain't sitting in front of no computer.
We're gonna bring five cars down there. We're gonna bring Hammer. We're gonna bring Candy Crusher. We're gonna bring Thriller. We're gonna bring Bojack, and we're gonna bring a street car down there. So I know I should be able to get some action. So.
What kind of street car you bring?
I got a Mustang, no miniatures, small block, all the factory glass in it, all the factory doors, 8-inch wheels, stock suspension. It got the regular shocks on the back, and it got a stop and stop location, no coilovers, nowhere on the car. Got mufflers. We trying to run anybody set like us. We got to lock it in right now, as long as there's no turbo supercharge.
Okay, nitrous car. Okay, okay.
Nitrous
so
car,
we got
small block.
So we,
got carpet. Got all the carpet in the car.
Okay, so we got a small. So we got a small block. Listen now, just hear me out. We got a small block G body with nitrous. What you
right.
willing to give us? Got all the interior, full interior, no roll cage, no mini tubs, nothing. It's a street car. Got candy paint. Rails and tires.
He got the back tire on site.
He got the back tire on site. Okay.
Lock him in. You got a small block?
You got a small block.
Oh, we can lock him. We can lock him in right now. You got his number?
Let me see. I might have his number. Let me see. If I find his number, I'm gonna send it over to T5. Give me
right.
2 seconds. Hold on.
Mustang, we still got the factory carpet in the car. It got lights on the front and back. It got no fiber. Got fiberglass, little small hood. It ain't got no car hood or nothing on it like
yeah.
that. Flat hood.
This car shit just like yours.
That's right. You got a Malibu. You got the small block. You got the backstage tie.
You got a G-body.
Home cut. Like, I don't care if the color is Regal or whatever. You also G-body. He got the backstage tie. I'm supposed to get the backstage tie. Shit.
Oh, shit. You really supposed to let him get up out of there now.
Oh, no. If I had a big block or something, I got a small block with mufflers, man. We got mufflers on this car.
This car got mufflers on it. This car got a full exhaust on it, man. What you talking about?
Right. That'd be a good little race. Please call him. Lock him in.
Oh.
He ain't on the show listening.
If you're on a Malibu
down there with street car action, hit one button.
Hold on. A5.
Hey, Coochie, he might get his wish twice. You know, that little white one looks... That little white one we just finished, it's almost finished. He might get his wish twice. But go ahead and send me this.
Oh, no.
A5, hold on. A5, pull me in the private room real quick. Let me push this number to you and see if you can get him on.
Hey, bro, why you just ain't texting to me, man? That's my
man, fuck that. 954.
Hold on. Go ahead.
347-4473. That's worm.
Okay, we got Bojack. Do anybody
uh-huh.
down there? Y'all got any people down there run on motor?
Horsepower. Shit. No, man.
Fuck it. We'll run that same Malibu. We'll run motor. Let him spray.
We'll take that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Y'all
run motor
with our streetcar?
No, with Bojack.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Bojack run motor, he can spray.
Oh, hell no. Nah. No, Tony. No, fuck no. Oh, no. Nah. Hey, we were born at night, not last night, Tony. Fuck to the no.
Okay, we got Hubble. What about a little Thriller? I'm a little Thriller Mustang. Y'all got anything to run that? What about a little purple car that ran down
What's
in Catalina at that time?
Great Bait,
yeah. Matter of fact, I talked
to them Saturday, and they said that they was trying to make the trip up. That he would let me know this week right here. He gonna let me know. Matter of fact, hold on, A5, let me get Big Low on the phone, cause I can have Big Low call him right now and get him on the phone. Let me get A5. Hold on, Big Low. Low, if you're on the phone, push your one button, Low. If not, I'm gonna have T5.
Hey,
I'll
tell you what, you know, I feel kind of real froggish. You know, I tried Thriller against T5. Let's lock that in.
Yeah. T5 ain't got oil pressure right now. We trying to get T5
okay.
oil pressure. Soon as T5 get oil pressure. And you talking about you got a small block and Thriller? Man,
I don't know what, man. They don't tell me. We change motors every week, every day, man. know what may help me by next week.
Oh,
but what about
I forgot. You tricky as motherfucker when it comes to that motor swap shit. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I set them up all the same, so we can swap more. Than I do is promise to help us. Everything else, the Knoxville's are the same. Everything else are the same. Electronics sit the same in each car. So the same as in the town. The thing we have to do is change the help.
So what else are you looking for?
I'm
trying to get my street car guy on the phone, and I'm trying to get my street car dude on the phone, and I'm gonna try to get Grape Ape on the phone for you. But what else we got going next? What else you got next?
We got five cars.
I want to make sure you got races for all your cars.
We bring Candy Crusher, Crusher, and then we bring in Hammer.
Candy Crusher and Hammer. Okay, we probably can get that. What you looking for? What's the criteria to run to race Hammer? What you got to have?
Ain't no criteria. I'm going to come down there, and Big Low, he could grow his race. He could lock in. He could lock in 500 on 2000 or better, and I'm going to give him a 2-for-1 special. He can pick either car he want to run, Candy Crusher or Hammer, when we get down there. Whichever he wants to run, he just pick it. But he got to pick it as soon as we go through the gate, so we know he's going to get ready. Y'all call it a 2-for-1 special.
Well, goddamn, Tony, you gonna put down all the steps, huh?
No, I'm just saying he got his choice. I mean, whatever one he feel lucky with, he can run Hammer or he can run Cranny Crusher. And if you give me a break with Thriller, I try. If you give me the Priscilla the break, I try with Thriller.
No, we ain't getting nobody the break. Good and all, we'll give you the break if you give me the break.
Thriller, just something we play around with, and the street car something we play around with. Bojack, I got me some horsepower calls coming down there. Going to be down there. Got to be.
I'm pretty sure we probably going to have a few horsepower calls, but that I can't speak for. That ain't my crew. My crew, we peel it till we kill it. So.
What about that Nova? That Nova Jamie ran with the truck down there in West Palm Beach.
He totaled that car. That car was shitty. He parted that motherfucker out. What's up, Fire? You finna say something?
I got Worm on the phone, man. Hey, Worm, your mic open live. You on live?
What's going on, bro? There's Worm right here.
What's going on, man? Hey, man, I got Tony Bond on the phone. He said he got tell him what you got, Tony.
I got a Mustang with no mid-tubs in it, got 8-inch wheels on it, got 28 slicks on it. It got stock suspension, got the stock coilovers, and it ain't got no coilovers on it. It got stock shock, stock location. We got all the factory glass in it, all the factory doors, steel doors, and got small block with muscles. We trying to do something with your Malibu. Just call you from Florida, I'm going to give you the best stage time. I know I can't win, but I'm going to try that.
What did you say you got in there? It's a small block?
Small block street car. That's where I got the factory carpet in the car. I got the factory carpet. You know the factory carpet that comes from the factory? I got in the car. We got 8-inch wheels. Can't put no 10-inch wheels on because it ain't miniature. And we got the stock shocks in the location. We got all the wind-up glass in it. And we got all sealed doors.
Shit, we got it. When we go there, I got to see the car. I don't want to lock nothing out. I want to see what
You got to catch them out of town, boys, when they coming. You can run them that next day, next week. You catch us. You know, we'll come down there once or twice a year. So you may catch us now. Just lock in a little more, like $300,000.
I can't lock nothing out. They ain't my authority.
I asked the guy that owned the car, right? Tell him everything about the Mustang, but don't tell him who owned the car. Don't tell him about Prime Time on the car. Just tell him somebody else. So if you tell him Prime Time, he's going to tell you, hell no.
Hey Tony, check this out, Tony. This is what he's saying, man. You got action if they see the car. But he don't want to lock out sight unseen, which I don't blame him, man, because I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I ain't locking out sight. Y'all boys got a good reputation around that way, boy.
Man, if he see the car, he can say, goddamn, fuck, Tony gave me the backstage tunnel. You head up. He see the car.
No, he don't want the back car. We taking the back car.
Said
he don't take the back car, because ain't no G-Body that should be running no Mustang head up. But we going to take that back car.
Yeah, we definitely going to take the back car if we do anything.
And guess what the kicker is? Guess what the kicker is?
What's up?
The car got four lug wheels on the car.
Man, don't start that shit, Tony. That don't mean nothing about no fucking four lug.
Four lug wheels.
Don't say nothing about that.
Four, five, six lug.
And crank up by the key. It crank up by the key now. It ain't no.
We got power windows, everything, man. You understand?
Right.
We got a 3,500-pound car.
You're right. We ain't talking about $300, you know, lock in. We ain't talking a lot of money. Hell, if I get down there, if I see your car, I may just pay the park out.
You ain't going to pay the park out. Man, them boys got candy paint rims and tires, man.
Yeah, man.
You ain't going to pay no park out.
The car's like the same, but we ain't got no good paint job. No Russell paint job. Oh, junk yard car. But we will give y'all the backstage tires because, and really, basically, ain't nobody from Florida been doing nothing this year. So that's why I'm trying to goddamn get it where I can get the getting good.
Hey, guess what? You know the getting don't get good until the end of the year. So we're going to fuck y'all up the end of the year, Tony. Don't worry about it.
This is the end of the year.
What I'm trying to explain to you, bro, the funding is coming now. Y'all can get ready for it. Y'all, everybody who slept on the floor, like you say, we ain't really been doing much this year. The funding is coming. You can get ready. All right? All y'all can get all that shit together and line it up. We're going to knock that shit down one by one. So
Look out, man. I really bet you I'm bringing five cars down. I probably get one career chase out of them five. Watch that. Don't lock the whole damn track down.
I'm willing to bet you probably going to get at least four to five cars.
I'm going to lock that track down.
You got like
here.
Fucked up.
Hey, what time are the gates open down there, y'all?
10 o'clock. Saturday.
10 o'clock?
Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'm gonna get that 9:45. I'm gonna give me a long pad and pencil and watch when I come through the. I'm gonna name everybody come through the gate that want a grocery store. I bet y'all don't get now once a year. Watch.
I'm gonna have my pad now.
Watch it. Everybody come through the gate. I'm gonna try to lock them in. Watch it say, this is three words. There's three excuses they're gonna have. Or we just testing. Or my drive ain't here yet. Or wait till later on. There's three excuses we gonna hear. Everybody that say no, I'm gonna write the excuse down inside of them. I ain't going to track. I'm gonna say on the gate. Everybody
hey,
come through there with a race car. I'm gonna say, do you want a grocery?
Listen. You ain't answer the question. You got Hammer, right?
Yeah.
You got Hammer. What's the criteria to race Hammer? I might bring a car just to race Hammer.
All you got 29s, all you got 28s, no turbo. That's the only criteria you got.
He ain't got 28s. I think he got 31s.
No, he got 29s. That's 29s, all you got 28s. I can't run them 31s tie called Willie Balls, but if he got 31s, no Willie Balls, yeah, I'll try him.
Yeah, he got Willie Balls on.
Oh, if he can keep 31s, hit Willie Balls off. I don't know about that.
I got to see.
I ain't bringing down a wheelie ball car down there, but I will run anything with no wheelie balls. As long as ain't no turbo supercharged. I ain't saying I'm going to win now. I say I'll run them. But I ain't going to bet no more I can afford to lose $2,200, something like that.
So if he got wheelie balls, he got to take them off.
No, if he got wheelie balls, you can keep them on and give me something. I ain't saying take them off. You got to make the right. I can't leave with a car with wheelie balls. I ain't got no wheelie balls. You got 31 with wheelie balls, you got to give up something.
Okay, I'm gonna see what's up. I'm gonna holler at him in a minute.
If he wanna lock the wheelie balls in and keep the tires on, I can go right across water there. We gonna right across it. My partner down there, he's waiting. He's sitting on Kia. He got Geronimo down there. He got wheelie balls and big tires on it. If he wanna lock Geronimo in and I guess a 31-inch tire called wheelie ball, we can lock him in right now too.
With Geronimo.
With the balls instead of ones. If he want to run instead of ones, with the balls against the Rodemo, I ain't got to lock that in now. I don't even know what kind of car
you
got.
Shit, we might have some. We got to come out. We might have some. I'm a A5.
Look, listen to me good. Now, I said once again, If he got 31s and Willie balls, we ain't got to wait. We can lock in now. That's going to make the sixth car.
Listen. Hold on. A5.
Yep.
Is Big Low got his hand up? Is he on the show tonight?
Because
Tony doing too much motherfucking talking.
I know you say he got cars 31 is on with the ball. I don't care what it is. As long as he got a carburetor or two carburetors or four carburetors on.
He got a carburetor on. It's carburetor.
I'm locking him in on the blind.
I got to make sure he's available. That's why I ain't guaranteeing you.
Well, please, don't lock
make
tell
sure
him Tony Bynes.
Hold on.
Don't tell him Tony Bynes, because you tell Tony Bynes he ain't going to be available. Tell him some other
man's
name.
Hey, Tony, that man don't care nothing. That man don't care nothing about you. Don't even say to
you. You like I'm joking. Ask him then that Tony Bynes coming down there with a car with the balls on and big ties on, see what you say. You going to hang up the goddamn phone, you going to bust your eardrum.
Hey, fine. Man, it's low on the phone, man.
I'm finna get
low
him
on the phone. Okay, get him off, man. God,
don't tell him, Tony. Please don't tell him, Tony.
Hey, Tony, I guarantee if I can't get this man on the phone tonight, I promise you, you're going to get a phone call tomorrow, Tony. I promise you're going to get a phone call tomorrow.
I'm answering all 9 5 phone numbers, all of them.
Nah, this number going to be 786.
I'm going to let three of the calls stay down there to bother us. I ain't going to bring my three back, but three of them staying down there.
Ain't no pressure. That's cool. That's even better.
That's in Orlando. I got to go straight through Orlando to go to Clearwater, so I'm going to drop three calls off Orlando to my partner and let them stay down there, the bother race. I don't know. The only way I'd be fucked up on taking that camel if it rained on bother race. I'd have to go down there and get the calls down there anyway.
Hey, you ain't going to get no rain that time of year. Not down here. Fuck no.
Okay.
You ain't going to get no hurricane season be over in, buddy. Ain't no rain.
Yeah, man. Ain't bragging way back up
there. Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
It's Christmas early. I just got Big Snow on the pool, man. It's Christmas early. Big homie, go ahead.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, man?
What's going on, boss?
So I lost some races in, man. I ain't got no bikes yet.
Let me bring you up to speed, though. The man said he's bringing 5 cars and possibly
six.
He's bringing 6 yeah. motherfucking cars, and he guarantee he ain't going to get 1 race.
Guarantee that.
That's what Tony said. He said grudge race.
I'm going to knock some motherfuckers out in the shootout, but there ain't going to be no grudge race because I'm going to be scared.
All right, hey, you know what, Tony? You get too sporty right now. I'm going to do like you say you did with it. I'm going to try you with every car, 1 car, man.
Oh, well, I was the real race. I tried every goddamn car in goddamn camp.
Well, see, I'm going to do the same thing with you. I'm about to put Big Red on you with every car you got in your camp, man. That's all I'm about to do.
Well, let's lock in. You know, I want to Candy Crush want to lock you in so bad.
We're going to lock in. I already told you that. Man, that's done, man. Man, that's done.
So we're going to lock in next week.
I said next week. Then I said next week.
All right, next Wednesday, I'll make sure y'all call me. I'm going to call y'all real show my master one, but don't like y'all ain't going to see my number now, because I'm going to call Steve McCone. I'm going to master got that one number. I know y'all are trying to call my number.
Tony.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about calling the show next week, motherfucker. I'm going to call y'all.
And between here and next week, y'all call any grudge racer down there in Florida and tell me I know damn well I got every car in everybody's class.
Hey, so Tony, so we got time. We're going to lock in,
the Malibu.
Hold on, what car you bring? What's this car you bring?
I'm bringing a street car, all factory glass, carpet seats, no mini tubs, little small 8-inch wheels. And no coilovers on the shop. I'm bringing that small block. I'm going to get that Malibu thing, stop the same way the base stays tied. We bring in Thriller down there. You know, it's the copper Mustang. You saw it down there in Montgomery. We bring in Bojack down there. You know Bojack. We run in the car motor with Bojack. We bring in Candy King.
Hey, we can run what's the name of the truck, right, Trail?
Who that?
Who with the truck, Thriller?
Yeah, we can run Thriller with the truck with a small block, right?
Look here, man. Listen to me. You insulting me now. If that truck come out there, he got the back tie.
I want to
still got a small block.
Yep. I don't know if it got in it, man. I don't know that truck got in it. I don't care what that truck got in. I don't care if he got a 7 month commission motor. He got the backstage tie. You know I bet up on him.
Hey, hold on, Tony. Hey, Coochie. He doesn't know about this car you was talking about this Camaro.
I told Tony, I asked him what was the criteria to run Hammer. He said he ain't racing no car with wheel bars on it. So I was trying to see. I told him we had a car with 31s on it and wheel bars. We had a Camaro that had 31s and wheel bars on it that we might be interested in doing something with. So he said he's going to put Geronimo out if we do that.
With wheel bars. Put wheel bars on Geronimo, and we can lock in right now. I ain't never put Geronimo. With wheel bars on Geronimo yet. But I'm trying.
A Camaro with graphics on it.
The only car with car with 31s on there with that little Mustang down there from
Hold on. You say you're bringing six cars. He said he's looking for Grape 8 too. I'll try to get you. I'll get you on for him too to see if Grape 8 want to do something with Thriller.
Hold on.
I got somebody to run Thriller, man. You gonna put a bottle? You gonna put a bottle on Thriller? I mean, not Thriller.
Yeah.
I mean, BoJack.
I'm gonna put. I can put nice on BoJack. I can run BoJack. He's on.
Okay, so I got somebody gonna try BoJack too. Come on, I thought about something.
What
about
BoJack? You got 28. Oh yeah, go ahead, lock him in.
And he got a nice paint job.
Oh yeah, BoJack game for that. BoJack or Thriller.
Nice navy blue.
Is he got 28? You got 28 on the car.
What you think about that, Coochie? Maybe we're gonna shut. Hey, we're gonna shut 5 times. I don't thought about it.
Yeah,
hold on. Oh, let me see. I'm gonna get Cranny Cushion. We're gonna Thriller with the truck. Okay.
He said, gonna get up the back tire. We want that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a truck the back tire. You can lock that in right now. I'm gonna do y'all like I did with. We went through whole fucking camp. I'm gonna do y'all the same way. I'm gonna go through y'all whole camp. Now, let's lock in the yellow truck getting the back stage tire and Thriller right now. Let's lock that in. Look, $200,000.
$200 what?
I don't know what the truck is. With BoJack. 20.
Oh, goddamn, man. BoJack got a handful. Don't worry about it. BoJack locked on nice. You ain't worried about it. We're going to handle that. We're going to lock all that in this week. But I'm trying to get you with this truck right now.
I'll get the truck the next day time.
With Thriller.
With Thriller, yeah.
All right, you'll come on 28.
No, man. I'm coming out 29 or 20. I don't know, man. I got about 6
on me.
Y'all don't know
about it. Goddamn. Tony, what y'all
about? 29's car goes. Realtree goes slower with 29 on his car. He put 20s on that side. So Ty's going to make a living on small type cars.
Hey, but you ain't
Realtree.
I'm telling you, man, I don't know what pulling Thriller. You know I run Thriller when I ran down there in Montgomery. I think I had 20, that thing. I don't know what I'm on Thriller, but I ain't going to, if I'm getting him to base stage time.
If you lock in, you know what you're going to have on it, because you're going to lock in with what you're going to have on it.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put 29 10-5s on there, no wheel ball. Nah, and the yellow truck got the base stage time.
No, he ain't messed with it. I already hate you. BoJack, they got 28 on it?
Yeah, BoJack got 28.
Right, you gonna leave him on there with the spray?
Oh, I tell you what I do though. I'm a fool. Call me a fool. Let that damn truck give me the one with my little street car. I get one with that.
Damn. Listen, check it out, Jack. What's up? We gonna try BoJack. Listen, we gonna try BoJack. Get the back tire. Leave 28s on. Come on, 28s is
better. No. BoJack can't get that truck no back tire. Hell no. Scare that head up, but I gamble with it.
No, man. Nah.
Yeah,
you got
life fucked up. I know BoJack can get that truck on back tire at all. Shit. Damn, the truck needs to get BoJack back tire, but we'll gamble with him head up with 28.
No, thank you. It was a small blow. We'll try some head up, man.
I told you, if y'all give me more than one with the little street car, I'll try that truck. Oh, bump it. Oh, don't worry about it. Give me the backstage tie. I don't need one in one. Give me the backstage tie.
No. Listen, man. Hey, listen. Listen, man. It's going to be prime time against Get Down and Lay Down. You know,
hit,
down there and get
trapped.
Y'all ain't got to tell nobody else to come. I'm gonna bring all the cars in class anyway. I'm bringing six cars down there, so you ain't got to tell nobody else to come. This is prime time versus the whole fucking state of Florida. You got to tell. I'm gonna bring every car, every class. So I ain't been there. Nobody out there trying to grudge races. They don't give me a race. I'm gonna be mad. I'm putting their cut to sleep.
Man,
I'm gonna race.
You gonna wish you cut your own slicks for the day.
Okay, I'm gonna call you bluff. Let me call y'all bluff. Lock in $300,000 bet. I'm gonna get that Malibu backstage time. I ain't seen that Malibu.
What Malibu?
He talking about worm.
I don't care. I know I can't be worm.
He gonna get worm in the back car with that street car.
Street Mustang. All factory carpet, steel doors, all factory glass in it, mufflers, everything. Bumper Malibu.
Now
you say we got that's a car we ain't never seen that car, Tony.
Nah,
have y'all seen this car? Y'all seen this car before? You, I know you seen it, our crew chief. You know the one? I know, I got me in our T5. You remember the car Aitnum got? The little silver Mustang Aitnum got. Hurricane Aitnum.
Mustang ain't no hurricane about that.
This so screwed, y'all probably ain't paying no attention. That's what it is.
It's so pretty when I'm paying no attention.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all see it, because it was to a crush fest at Mikey's crush fest. When Mikey had the not the last one he had, the one he had before that, he was there then. He got beat.
Nah, when you come to that one? When you make that show?
Okay. Well, so this is everything I described. Ain't no mini tubs in the car. Got the factory tubs in everything. Factory carpet and everything.
Sound good. That motherfucker's still a Mustang.
And that goddamn Malibu ain't going. If that Malibu, I tell you what, that Malibu ain't going on 580s, he gonna get run the fuck over.
That shit gonna leave you alone.
Better leave him alone, then. I'm telling you, we leave that motherfucker alone.
He's going 580, 590, he's gonna get run the fuck over.
Nah,
man,
we leave him alone.
You said a street cop, man. We're gonna drive that bitch from Orlando.
We got a street cop. It was a street cop. The man gonna drive from Orlando. Well, I could drive.
Yeah,
so I got you for the drive. For I could drive.
I told him
they
got rails and tires on the car.
I got muffler, got alternator, got extractor, carpet, wind-up windows, everything in the car. No way in, no way in the car.
It's a hatchback.
It's a hatchback, too. You know, that big old window in the back of hatchback? All that there.
Nah, he might run up the aggressive on that. He ain't playing with you.
He got that progressive. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. He got progressive on it. But I'm foot breaking, though.
Nah.
Oh, and you
foot breaking. No, so you think you sleep. That call that came at 11. You think your ass sleep.
No, foot breaking. I'm coming down there. I'm gonna pay BET to come down there and video it. I'm gonna lock the whole fucking track down.
Listen, Tony, it's you against us. It's prime time against us, man. It's hard, man.
Y'all gonna see, y'all think I'm playing. All the cars are up and running right this second.
If we don't get a race for every car you got, my name ain't Big Low.
Your name ain't Big Low then, because you ain't gonna race every car we got.
I guarantee you find something for every car you got. We come from Miami. We all Florida.
Y'all run it. Y'all ain't got a car with 28 down there on motor.
Listen. Say what?
Y'all been out there car down to 28th on motor, small block or big block.
Man, we come with different nights, man. Put on your nights. You ain't got to run on no motor. Put on your nights. Strap on your nights. Everything on spray.
Not car with motor on I run that Malibu, let him spray.
I run
both motor.
That's man, you got a real street. The man will go 580. Leave you alone. All right, the man will run 580, man. It's a real street car. The man will drive. I got AC everything, man.
Well, you
say you got an alternator. You tell us goddamn Mustang, we got AC in there, we gonna got those sort of race right here though. Put AC in
though. I'm gonna get that metal back there if you lock in tonight. He got the back tie. So I go ahead and go and get the cars washed all up and everything. The only thing gonna save y'all is if it's 100% chance of rain. 95% chance of rain still coming.
You know, I told you last time I came down there last time in a goddamn hurricane. I want y'all to know that. Goddamn hurricane come through that field down there.
Cut that out, Tony.
The hurricane was coming. I tried to beat the hurricane down there.
Get out of y'all head.
Hey, I like that.
Goddamn way down the pumping though. Had the damn turn around. Where the cowboy was pumping though, wasn't he? He pumped down the floor. Had the turn around.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Only thing you know
about T-5 is a swap shop. He said what?
T5, your phone messing up. T5, the only thing you know about is a swap shop. That's it. That's all you know about is the swap shop.
That's how we want to go to, huh?
Swap shop. Hey, cowboy, you can leave your sweatpants on. Y'all, you can bring your shorts out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come this way, you can bring your shorts out.
Okay.
It's going to be good. Temperature's going to be real good, and it's going to get real hot when we get on y'all ass.
Okay, well, how about the rain? Look, ain't Tony kind of locked y'all in with BoJack?
Man, tell Tony to put some spray on it and fuck that shit.
Hey, Tony, what T5 is going to run you with?
Man, okay. T5 ain't got no oil pressure, man. What's up?
Hey,
what's up, bro?
That man want to run you.
Who?
Kenny. What's his name, Tony?
Listen, man, we're going to lock that in, bro.
You.
Listen, man. You know Tony driving. We're going to lock that in, bro.
Oh, Tony ain't driving Kenny Crush.
Yeah, it's all good.
I bet Tony won't drive Kenny Crush.
Mm-hmm. We're going to crush
this
Kenny for sure.
Kenny Crush.
We're going to crush this Kenny. Don't worry about it.
Tony won't
man, damn a Kenny Crush. We don't give a damn about no Kenny Crushes.
Well, no. Lock Kenny Crush in then. Tony, I bet you Tony won't drive. I bet that same boy driving.
Hey, listen, I don't care about no driver, man.
I'm a driver.
I don't care about no driver. Hey, I don't care nothing about no driver, man.
No, I'm been with you. I want you to lock me in if I can lock somebody in down here. I'm been with you.
Listen, man, we're going to lock in this Wendy. Hey, man.
We're going to lock nobody in this Wendy, man. Man, Kenny Crush, you got the back tie. I didn't mean to say that, but they said that, man.
Damn the Kenny Crush.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Kenny Crush, you got the back tie, man.
Yeah, you know what? I can't say much right now because I ain't got no pressure, but
as
soon as I get some
oil
pressure.
Man, you got oil pressure. Come on, man. I know you got oil pressure. You got oil pressure.
Let me back this,
son.
Y'all
will
be the first motherfuckers to know it.
Man, Tony said you don't want to get no oil pressure. Go prime time coming down there. You don't want no oil pressure. You don't get oil pressure. I tell you what, I bet you instead of first you have oil pressure. Or the first and next month you have oil pressure, but we be gone. Then you have oil pressure.
Listen, cowboy, all that shit sounds good, man. All that shit sounds good.
Hey, T5, go ahead. Hey, T5, go ahead, real nigga.
Hey,
Cootie. Yo.
Hey,
Cootie. Yeah,
I got
I'm here, bro.
He ain't got much time, but he need to get in and get out. He want to let everybody know he's got to get rumbling junk. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Ice Cream Paint Job.
What's going on?
Oh, ooh. Shit, where the fuck did they get this motherfucker from? This motherfucker's beating on his goddamn chest saying we wasn't coming to our own show. I wish that motherfucker would bring his ass to goddamn rubble in the jungle. Ooh, we going to climb all on top of you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And this is Big Low.
This Crew Chief, Big, this Hit Squad Racing, goddamn it. You know who you talking to.
All right, what kind of
car
you putting up?
Tell Big Low to lock in something.
That's what the hell I'm saying.
Big Low, see you on the phone.
Hey, who that is, bro?
That's Tony. That's Tommy, bro. It's Tony Wright.
Oh, what's up, Wright?
What's going on?
Now, what you saying now?
Yeah, what kind of deposit you want to put up? You saying, goddamn it, you want some of me?
Uh-oh, Tony Wright better get on somebody. Listen, man, I'm locking in. If you want to lock in, I'm going to deposit everybody on next Wednesday, man.
Okay, well, hey, listen, that's fine. Make sure I be the first one.
You want
to fight? No, Tony, not Tony. Tony, you ain't going to fight if you pick you for me now. I mean, you going to fight, Tony.
Man, look,
Tony,
Tony.
Boy, that is what I wanted right here. Tony.
You don't want that. You want no part
man,
of that.
We don't give a damn about no motherfucker by the name Tony on this phone. Damn him.
I know you don't. We don't give a damn about no damn crew cheese, no damn big slow, no none of that shit.
Hey, I got your money, Tony. Just be quiet.
I got yours too. I got way more than yours than you got mine.
Hey, you a damn lie.
You want my new number for $2,000. I want you $7,500 and goddamn what's called.
When?
Rockingham, wasn't it?
No, I run you for $2,000 in Rockingham and in Valdosta. I run you for $7,500 and I win.
This boy, you're a goddamn lie.
Hey, the wrong person. Hey, you got the wrong low, baby.
Hold on, listen. I run Big Low with my red Mustang down there in Valdosta for $7,500 apiece.
We ain't run for that much, Tony.
Hey, no, Tony, we ain't running for 3,400. You forgot. You said you'll pay 500 to see two rats, fuck, goddamn it.
No,
that's
a damn
lie. That's a damn lie.
No, you're a damn lie.
You're a damn lie. Tony, we ain't running for 3,400, man.
That's a lie. But anyway, that's the past. I tell you what, this is what we're going to do here. You run me for 2,000 up to the Rockham. I'm going to lock you in for an ample mile. I lock you in for $7,500 for your show.
Negative. That's all we don't raise like that.
We raise like that, homie.
We don't raise like that. That's all our price bracket. You out our tax bracket with that shit. We can't bet that kind of money.
Okay, well, what y'all trying to bet?
Man, you know, we $1,500, $2,000, nigga. That's what we up, man.
Hell, I mean, don't get me wrong. Hell, when I fall broke, hell, I be a $200, nigga.
You know what I'm talking about?
not trying to be funny. I'm being for real. When I fall broke, I might be a $50, nigga. You never know. But that's why I'm here beyond my means. But what I'm saying is, I want to come to the rumble in the damn jungle. I want to see who's going to be in the damn jungle.
Listen, man. You, Candy Crush, I'm going to make my debut with y'all. I'm going to lock y'all boys next Wednesday. And he's going to be on the pop. That's it.
All right, well, I ain't gonna say no more. Like, just call and lock me in, and I'm gonna lock in two pots with you, but one pot gonna be a little shorter than the other one. All right, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna lock you in on for our pot. We run for what $2,500 on our pot, and I'll lock you in for another $1,000. I like me with space.
You like who?
I like me with space.
Damn.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, we're in a win-win situation, see, because what he's trying to do is he want to bet on the race and then bet in your pot at the same time. That way he don't get
shit.
<fucked up.
laughs>
Hey, you want to bet in your pot at the same time. We know what the fuck you trying to do, man.
Y'all got trash barrels out there that you put trash in out there?
Man, I don't know no trash car. That's that country ass shit.
Man, I said trash bag. You ain't got a trash bag. You got to have a goddamn a barrel to put the trash in. You can take a barrel and throw it across the fucking road. And look, Big Low won't hit it.
Damn.
And I pay it by throw the motherfucker across the road.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know I'm
going to
take you up on that gap, though.
Yeah, I take that bet. I like me with space.
I'm going to take you up on that gap. Hey, Coochie,
I got a number I never seen on the phone, and I need to get him on because got another dude on there bumping his guns real, real hard.
Go ahead.
23-25.
Hey, what the fuck going on this goddamn weak ass show, man? You and goddamn T5 and goddamn Crew Chief.
Man, you hear what the fuck? You hear what the fuck we got going on, motherfucker?
Man, it sound like a motherfucking bunch of yapping y'all motherfucker doing on this motherfucker. Hey, I got a goddamn. I brought some bag up with me. Goddamn it, I got a bad boy on the goddamn line. He
man, who the fuck you bought with you? Goddamn 901. Them motherfuckers better not say nothing.
Them motherfuckers better not say nothing.
Y'all purple gangsters, goddammit. Y'all ain't no race gangsters.
You got us fucked up.
All right, rumble in the jungle, goddammit. You can make number 7 or 8, goddammit.
7 or 8,
what? When we leave, race, goddammit, when we leave rumble in the jungle, we going straight to the motor shop to freshen this bitch back up. Or we gonna wear that bitch out on any motherfucker get out of line. Any motherfucker get out of line.
Yeah, take that weak bitch and freshen it up now.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
They ain't dedicated.
Man, yeah, good.
I seen Big Low down at Jack. The last time I run butt naked, Big Low was down there. I damn near could have took my motor power car and gave Big Low all the hell he can stand.
Tony, now, don't do that, Tony. I got a
447, 23 gear, old style small block. I might have took one of the brakes from that bitch and run motor and cut his goddamn head snap off.
Oh, good Lord.
Me. Hey, you the fool because you ain't do it then. He gonna try that shit next week though.
I'm bringing that big boy down there, so I'm coming in there with Baby Hitler. And the way I'm doing it, when I come, I ain't just after y'all. Any motherfucker on 29 that want some of me, I'ma be in there in heat.
What about motherfucker on 31?
You put a slam on me in your race, then. Ooh. Then you tell me you had to go to the movies and all that weak ass shit.
I told you I was going to the damn movie. I was at the movies last night. I watched the movie. If y'all know what I know. Instead of going to the wrong end jungle with that slow motherfucker Malibu, yeah, you ought to go to the movies.
We done did that already.
Tony, I'm going to be at the gate mocking out everybody that ain't going to rush right at the gate. I'm going to be at the gate mocking. I'm going to close all them names. I'm close all them names on the radio show that next week. I'm close all them names. I'm trying to get raised. I'm gonna have every damn car in every class too. So they can't say name. I ain't got no car like yours.
If your name Tony Wright, if your name Tony Bynes, if your name Wick, Cowboy or BET, you motherfuckers got all the hell y'all can handle at Rumble in the Jungle.
Hey, man, bump that, man. BET lock in. I got somebody battle you on camera too.
Oh shit!
Come on, we'll lock in.
I take that.
Come on. We gonna lock in 500 on 2 CDs or better.
That works. That's a lot. Goddamn it. That's a lot. I take that. I believe I'm the baddest motherfucker out there with a small camera.
You damn sure the ugliest motherfucker with one. I did that.
I'll take that too. Goddamn it. I'm good with it, goddamn.
And you look 100% better since you look 100% better since you cut them goddamn braids off your head. You look like somebody. You kind of look important, but boy,
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Now listen, man. I ain't telling you nothing wrong now. If you want you some good money, but them some been lucky now. You got to watch them. But you want you some good money. You shoot that big load them, they that's who you fuck with. Don't come fucking with me. You fuck with them.
The only thing about big load them,
let me tell you something about big load them. I had that motherfucking head locked down there in Rockingham. I was squeezing blood out that son of his ear, and that son of pulled his head right from up under my arm.
Yeah.
I was trying to make that bitch tap out. That motherfucker made me tap out. He lucky. That son of a bitch lucky. He more lucky than he is good, but an old man told me he'd rather be lucky than good. Now, some of them lucky. You got to watch it. But if they luck ain't with it,
yeah, I know.
He the man to
I
fuck
know,
up, but he going to fuck him up. That motherfucker luck is good.
Yeah, he know how to...
That wrong in the jungle, I'm getting killed. Killer is the best ducker I ever seen.
I'm glad I
proved
that, man.
Damn. Let me tell you something about that son of a bitch. He need to be a boxer. He know how to bob and weave. But if he ever set his ass, if he ever set his ass still right there, I'm going to knock his ass out.
Hey, Tony.
He doesn't.
Hey, Tony. So if you locking me in for rumbling the jungle, that means he can't go. Correct?
Huh?
So if you lock him in for rumbling the jungle, that means he can't duck no more, right?
Shit, you locking me in for the wrong in the jungle, he going to say Chris been drunk. Chris drunk. He can't drive. Hey, you ever seen? Hey, let me ask y'all a question. I don't drink. I never been high, never been drunk. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do that. I don't know whoever do what, but let me ask y'all a question. What kind of liquor you can drink in 10 minutes get you drunk?
Moonshine.
That's some good shit, man, because time he beat Lethal Weapon, I come right at him, man. He said Chris was drunk. He might have drinking the moonshine when he was racing.
Hey, Tony Hart.
Okay.
Hey, boy, you hard. Hey, Tony, you hard, boy, you hard.
Hey, all you got to do is get the man on the phone, T5, get the man on the phone, man. Let the man speak his mind.
Yeah, you right about
man,
that.
Man.
Ain't no such a thing about the man while he ain't on the phone.
Listen, ain't no need to get him on the phone, man. I don't want to hear that shit. I heard for the last four or five shows, man.
What we gonna hear? What we gonna hear, Tony? Get him on the phone. What we gonna hear, Tony? What we gonna hear?
He gonna run Lethal Weapon. He know I'm gonna race. He know I'm gonna be there. He gonna give me time. So I don't want to hear that. What I'm gonna do is I just want everybody when I come into Florida, goddamn it, the wrong in the jungle. I just want everybody to get the cameras on me, and I'm gonna show you how I push him in a fucking corner.
Damn.
I'm gonna push. Not just him. Anybody on 29, not just car, I'll push him in a corner. I'll make him jump back at least 10 feet.
I sure want to be there, goddamn it, to get it on camera.
You going to get it on camera. I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all bitches in trouble, man. Y'all fuck around and let me get this motherfucker about right. I ain't got it all the way right. I got to get the right color flames to come out. I get that bitch to start shooting them blue flames out. Man, let me tell y'all something. Motherfucker in trouble, man. Tell Butt Nick he ain't seen nothing yet. I had a bag off of it because I was going a little too far away from him. You know.
Hey, Tony Hart, boy. Tony Hart. Throw the head. Bag off of it. See, you put it too far away from him.
Yeah,
I tell you what, man.
Come back to me.
So what if he tell you to lock him in right now, Tony? Let me ask you that. What if he tell you to lock him in? What you going to do?
Who that?
Cold Killer.
I'm going to have to run him.
Damn, you sound like you ain't want to. You said, I'm going to have to run them. Damn,
you
sound you like you ain't want that trouble.
You
got
to get a little nasty. They're putting you on the spot, Tony, that you're going to have to get
now
nasty.
Now, who's ducking who now? Now, who's ducking who? It sounds like you're doing the ducking now.
Ooh.
That man said, damn, I'm going to have to run them. You said, like, you ain't really want to do that. Now, if you ain't really want to do that, just say that now. Don't trick the listeners now.
Let me tell you something. Why I'm sitting back really chilling about the rum in the jungle is because I really don't know too much about the track. But I know if it was in Bradenton, I know I've been there two or three times.
Right.
I know that's a real good track. You understand what I'm saying?
Track.
I don't know the track.
That's what y'all telling me.
I'm not knocking there. I'm going to get there, and I'm going to check it out from my own eye. But I'm coming there with one, two. We're coming in there with four calls.
Man, you ain't going no motherfucking well with no four calls, man.
Man, let me tell you something. You know Stacey Jordan with the Black Mustang.
Uh-huh.
He got the black Mustang. He ran Turbo Tim down in Florida that time.
Okay. What about him?
He following me, motherfucker. We coming. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I got a white Mustang on 29 with convincing head mole in it. I'm bringing
Nitrous.
It with me. I got
Nitrous. It
Nitrous
is Nitrous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nitrous, two sisters. I got a gray Mustang on motor power, 23 degree head called Silver Bullet. How many goddamn cars that is?
Man, you must be talking about the same car Tony talking about. You and Tony Bonds must be talking about the same goddamn car. But Tony said this car is
Tony Bonds coming there.
Tony Bonds said he's bringing
hold
a silver car on motor.
Hold on. There's spacing right there. I'm going to hook him on this line.
The man said he's bringing a car with 23 degree small block, motor, silver, pretty car. Tony Wright get on here and say the same damn thing. Now, somebody lying. Somebody coming with 4.5 cars. Somebody coming with 4.5 cars. And Tony said he's bringing 5, and Tony Wright said he's bringing 4. So somebody's going to be a car show.
Hey, y'all, Crew Chief, you got it fucked up. You got it wrong. Both of their names
what?
Tony, so somebody got to spend the same shit.
Yeah, one of the Tony's going to be one car show.
Nah, they call this shit, he come with Tony, that's all.
Hey, they come with AJ Winch, Tony. Yeah, you're right. You goddamn right about that. Hey, that white, hey, that stupid motherfucker. Them motherfuckers from the country will try to outstip your ass to death. But it's all good, though. It's all fucking good. But I tell them one thing. They're going to be sadly mistaken. The trick going to be on you. The trick going to be on them. Boy, Lord, T5, boy, I can't wait to get some more press. Cause we got another motherfucker gonna be madder than a bitch too, but I ain't gonna call their names just yet. Cause you ain't got no pressure, so ain't no sense of sparking that flame up just yet. But boy, when you get some more pressure, I can't wait.
Hey, you think we bullshitting? But I'm gonna lock in every motherfucking car they come in the gate with. Boy, as long as I get a check, boy, look here.
Man, listen, don't worry about that, homie. Don't worry about that.
Listen, I'm putting Camaros and Mustang. I'm putting these boys, man, all my homeboys, so they lock it in. So we gonna handle this, boy.
Believe that. Hey, this is the first time they're going to see a 60-foot trailer. We're going to have a triple stack of 60-foot trailer. We're going to have about 11 cars in one trailer going down the road. They're like, what the fuck is that, man? It's that ass whooping for goddamn them Tonys. Them Tonys on the radio show, we built this bitch in 42 hours. We had this bitch building 42 hours to get on y'all ass.
I got 200 big load on right now on us.
Yeah, how much? I'm telling you, you're going to bet that.
Lock it in. Come on, lock it in.
Lock that in.
Lock that in right now.
It got to be Candy Crusher, me, Space. I bet you I'll lock in 200, you're going to nail one of us.
Man, lock in 200, man. I'm telling you right now. Like in 200. I ain't racing nothing else but y'all. I ain't coming to no shootout, no nothing. I'm coming to race just y'all. That's it.
I'm going to lock in 200 or you won't run me first.
Oh, you shit. Hey, you see this shit now. You see, hey, you see how motherfucking story changed. You see how motherfucking story changed.
Let me tell you why I'm changing the story. I'm going to pick you $200 to run me first so I can fuck you up.
Man, listen.
That's why I bet you. Now, see, I'm using reverse psychology. You can have that 200 log. But you put that pot up and run me first. See, I lose a little bit to get a little more. So I'm going to lose 200 log to get 2,000.
Man, listen, that shit sound good. That shit sound real motherfucking good.
Hey, man, okay.
Reverse psychology. I tell you one thing. You went to school for that shit, Tony? You went to school for that?
Hell no, man. What motherfucker you know smart went to school? Every smart son of a bitch dropped out.
Okay.
Every dumb son just went to school.
Well, shit. I'm one of them that dropped out, Tony.
You're a smart motherfucker. I better watch.
All right, then.
So you take the 200.
I'm going to kill y'all motherfuckers. Hey, Big Low.
You think? What?
Listen to me, Cool Chief, y'all. Listen to me. Let me tell y'all something what's going on. I done been to everybody's show. I owe Whitney. Mm-hmm. Next time Whitney have this show next year, in Hot Springs, I'm going to be on that fly, and I'm going to be there. I've never been to one of y'all shows. Y'all never been to one of my shows. So I'm coming to y'all show. So next time I go to my show, when I call y'all, I'm going to hear shit.
Wait,
I've been to your show, Tony. But we're going to come anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, T-Five, I ain't worried about you. I know you haven't been there.
Hey, hey, where the problem at, Tony?
Ain't no problem. I'm just letting you know. I'm coming down to show love.
That's something you ain't even got. That's something you ain't even got to say. If everybody know one thing, nobody else, we show love. Motherfucker call us a benefits races. Motherfucker call us this race. They have that race, this race, and we come. Like I tell you, long as you give us a heads up on what's going down, we make it our business to be there.
Hey Tony, I got an 074 that got the most miles on it, Tony. I've been everybody. I said I got an 07 that been everybody. I got the most miles. Only pro show I've been to is with. That's the only show I've
been. You ain't been down one of my shows.
You're right, Tony. I ain't been to your show neither.
You ain't been to each other's show. That's why I'm making it. That's why I did what I did this year. I ain't really throw but one show early in the year and I left alone. I'm coming to it. I've been to everybody's show. I owe Whit. When Whit have his show again, Whit, if you still on him, put me on the flyer. Don't even call me and give me a heads up and let me know when your show is, because you're the only show I ain't been to. I'm going to be in that motherfucker.
We going to come to Whit, but we got to give a brother 3 months in advance, because we got to save our gas money to get that motherfucker up.
I ain't lying.
Hey,
you can't save it. I'm coming.
Hey,
don't get me wrong now. Big Lou, I done seen y'all. Y'all done been to everybody's shit. Y'all been out rocking here. Y'all done been everything. Well, all of us done been places now.
We going to save it for gas and some parachutes to go to Whit show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the parachute. We got to save up the gas money. We need gas money and some better lambs. Fuck that.
Some better lambs.
Some better lambs, bro. Any big boy has no better lambs here.
Oh, boy.
So we need some better lambs, boy. We get some of them bitches out, we be live. We right on with it.
Hey, man, let me ask y'all a question. What the hell Stanley Albritton been doing?
Man, you asking the wrong motherfucker. You need tight man for that shit.
I just ain't heard from him. You know, he used to be in the grudge thing, too. He the first motherfucker to come from out of town and gave me the head up first.
When you see Type Man, the next time you talk to Type Man, you ask Type Man what's the deal with Stanley Albritton Jr. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, ask Type Man. Type Man rides so many weenies around here. Type Man don't know who his baby girl is.
Oh, Lord. God.
Oh, shit. I don't know why he was starting this man up.
I'm going to make sure he get a goddamn trophy this year.
For what? What trophy he going to get?
The best sausage rider. we might give him a Darren Ward, the most baby daddy. That motherfucker rides some weed in there. You get fat, you don't know who on your goddamn team. Hey, I was in that shootout down there in Jackson. I said, damn. I look up. This motherfucker telling me to come on up in the water. But I said, I'll hit the train, bring and run over to somebody. What the fuck is going up there? Hey, that would ride me. It would never ride me when I was losing and when I was walking and spinning and she didn't even know where to be found. Now I got my car going right now. He trying to put me in a water bottle and I'm trying to kill cold killer.
Oh, Lord.
I said, boy, this motherfucker don't know where he want to be.
Hey, man trying to find himself, man. Leave the man alone. He looked like he got himself together now. You know, he with a good team. You know, got Chris them over there. He got a good team, so he good, man. Everybody got to find himself sometime, man.
Shit. You going to flip on Chris now? You got to do a get fan. He be on you and Big Low team. That motherfucker move all down in Florida. that motherfucker love him, Dick.
Hey, Tony.
Why did that get black all year?
You did that wrong,
man.
Yeah.
Ain't we gonna get that fucker whore of the year?
Hey, man, you gonna let him talk like tight like that, man. Y'all need to get tight on him, man. Don't let the man talk like tight.
Yeah,
man,
put him on the phone. Hell, I tell it to him.
A5, you gotta get the man on, Five. You gotta let the man finish up, Five. Get the man on.
I've been gone. I got another one for you gotta tell me who I can get on. I've been gone.
Tight man, gotta get tight man on.
Hold on.
He don't do it till he pregnant.
We gotta put that motherfucker on Morris so he can find the baby dad.
What the hell y'all talking about?
Oh man, that's tough. Hey, goddamn DJ, what happened, brother?
What's happening, my brother?
DJ Grant.
Everybody talking about right now. The Turner Wright had who was talking about Type Man and say he told you to make sure you tell Jay Barnes to make sure Type Man get the Dick Rotten Award for the year. Say Type Man loves him some wings, so that just bring you up to speed. We trying to get Type Man on, let the man defend himself, so.
Okay.
Hey, Fire. I think Fire trying to get Type Man on right now.
Okay, somebody want Butt Naked 2 on the phone, right?
Man, Butt Nigga ain't put no clothes on yet. Where I did him, I thought he'd put some clothes on.
What's up, Tony Wright?
Hey, what's up, player?
Let me call him, get him on the line. Y'all hold on.
Yeah, you get Tony Wright on. I think Fire trying to get Type Man on. I don't know if Type Man is busy or he's free to come on the show tonight.
Y'all hold on.
Man, I can tell you why Type Man ain't on.
Go ahead, we miss him.
We fucking.
Oh, shit. Hey, Tony, you hard. Hey, Tony, hard. Tony, hard, boy. Tony don't give a fuck what come out of his mouth. That motherfucker hard, boy. That motherfucker hard.
Man, I tell you. I don't know who gave him weenie tonight.
Yeah, you don't know who weenie on tonight. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That man got, Tony, everybody got, the film,
y'all,
man,
y'all,
everybody
y'all
got
ask, y'all asked for him, y'all got him, but Nigga is on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, baby.
Hey. That Nigga.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't talk too loud. It's on the right on the phone now.
Don't look like that.
Don't talk too loud. It's on the right on the phone now.
Hey, my shit was tearing up with Tony Wright. If he had, I know I ain't going to be able to make low rate because they ain't going to be through. But if he had ball to rate, we're going to do that shit again, homie.
You going to be on 29?
No, I'm going to be on 29.
I'm going to give a fuck he on 30.
Yeah, they don't make a 30. They make a 31.
You can have them. Put them on there.
Uh-oh.
I can't. They won't fit on my car, homie. But if you down there, it's a raid, homie. We ain't got to do
that.
Oh, yeah,
don't be down there.
Engage. Huh?
Good Lord, spare my life, I'm going to be there. But listen, let's put up a deposit for Baller Show.
No, I'm already got a deposit. I'm already locked 1-on-5 with somebody else.
Anyway, hell, I don't see no way you come back to run me again.
What the hell? Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Who in the hell are you?
listen to me. I want you to remember what I said. I am a.k.a. Hitler.
Let me tell you something, Hitler. Y'all motherfucker we used to look up to. Y'all looking up to us now, homie.
How the fuck am I looking up to a motherfucker? I just beat the cornbread shit out of him. You think I'm looking like that?
Goddamn it, let me hey, you look up and goddamn
it. Man, I did you like a dog, man. I demolished you.
What the hell ever, homie? Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
That ain't no win. That's not called winning. That's called stealing. I steal that
money. No, you ain't steal, man. Well, why me?
I'm the only bitch you know rob a man with a race car. Not with a gun, man. With a car.
Let me tell you something. You ain't doing that, homie. You know I know how fast you went. Just like you know how fast I went. You know my car tore up. I didn't know it was tore up, but hey, we know what it is. We're going to do it
but
again. We got a thing to prove.
But, nigga, if you'd have got my ticket and seen how fast I went on you, You told me to ride. I'm not never gonna run you again. I'll bet with you every time you race.
Okay, let me tell you this right now. Do you want me to tell you how fast you went?
No, don't do that.
No, 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 no
No, he ain't going nothing like that.
I know. Because I ran three systems, and goddamn it, I got another goddamn 2832 I could have put on top of your motherfucking head, but you wouldn't come up beside me. That's why the fuck I want you to tell that time.
Let me tell you
I'm
something.
I'm going to pull that forklift at your head.
You didn't go over six number faster than me. You didn't go over six number faster than me. You heard me, boy? Six numbers, and I would tow up.
Man, I'll tell you what I bet you right now, but nigga, I'll make a personal bet with you on that
pass you made. I still got a ticket in my motherfucking pocket. In my wallet.
All right, I'll bet you something too. You talking about I ain't went six numbers faster than you. I'm gonna bet
six
you I went 1500 faster than you.
I bet you you didn't.
Hey, listen to me. I got my ticket in my pocket. Right?
We gonna see when we go to Florida.
Listen to what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bet you $1,000 right now. I'm gonna lock in with you. You still got your ticket should have the same date and time that my ticket got on it. I'm going to bet you right now I went almost down to 2/10 faster than you, boy.
Let me tell you something. You didn't go no 2/10 faster than me, homie. But I can't bet you that kind of money right now because I don't know what the hell Gene going to charge me. I don't know what the hell my goddamn mechanic going to charge me. And I'm still buying shit. I might not have
it. Hey. Do like I did. Shit. I hurt my motor when I ran you and took the motherfucker out. First time in my life I ever put a piston in the motor of my damn self.
I didn't put more than a piston in mine.
Lock him in now.
I know who it is, too. I know what you're doing.
Hey, let me tell you something. I put a piston in myself and went there Wednesday night and crunked that bitch up. Couldn't even see the cost of your smoking so goddamn much.
Boy, you crazy.
And rolled this motherfucker back up in the trailer. I must have got this motherfucker upside down.
Oh, you a motherfucker, right?
All right,
you a motherfucker.
Right? Tony Hart, boy. Tony Hart.
Hey,
Tony Hart. I thought about that motherfucker. I thought that son of a bitch on fire down there. God damn.
That boy crazy, that boy. Tony Wright, mention something. Since you went so much faster than me, and I'm on 28, what you gonna do for me? Give me the back tie.
You got the fucking back tie.
If you gonna give me the back tie, we're gonna lock that in tonight.
All right, we'll lock in there.
We're gonna lock that in 5/15 or better.
No, I ain't running for 15. I got one more left.
You know it's gonna be better. Cause I gotta get my money back.
Okay, well I'm gonna give you the back tie. Lock it, man. It's Florida. It's Christmas time. Lock in 5/2500 or better. But you got to put a little odds on the money because I'm giving you the back time.
Hell no. I ain't owing shit.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to knock you. I'm going to give you credit.
Let me tell you something. I might be broke. God, hell, like I can tell you. I don't know what the fuck them motherfuckers going to charge me. He ain't
well,
gave
I
me no fire.
All right.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? This week?
Yeah.
Why you didn't let that nigga tell that time, man?
It didn't make no difference. I want to see what he going to say. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying everybody,
I want to see what
he's going to
say.
Everybody was stopping him and stuff, man. Y'all know that's the kind of dude he is.
What the hell else?
y'all hard on butt nigga tonight.
Hey, man.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you this credit here now. You're a bad motherfucker on 28. Now, I look at that tape. I look at how you were hooking and picking the tires up. But, you know, every time that arrow come, every time the arrow jumped from black to red on there, you ever noticed my car was disappearing. It was getting out of the
no,
we, yeah. Every time that thing went out,
right
every time that arrow let, jumped on, man, it's in black. Let me tell y'all something. I seen the way with BET showed it, where it looked like me and you were side by side at 3:30. Almost a little before the 3:30. I probably about a half a car in front of you then. But that motherfucker supposed to ship at 7,400. I reached over there and slapped it in high gear. So it can go ahead and go on up the road.
Well, mine don't shit till we get past the 3:30.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now. See, I went ahead and went on the high gear and it's going rolled by my.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If you go back and you look at that video, motherfucker, you see them got them flames of mine were on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off.
Right,
I had trouble
right.
then. I did not motherfucking
know it. Let me ask
you a question. But I
know
it's not. But hey, I'm not making no excuse. You won. You beat the fuck out of me.
Let me ask you a question, but next.
I'm saying this time, I'm not gonna be lying like Ball D goddamn time. I'm coming. You gonna give me that back time?
Yeah, you got the back time, man. I don't give a damn about you.
If you give me that back time, when I get to whooping your ass, you gotta leave the track immediately. I'm gonna fuck you up.
I ain't doing that. You got to break me before I leave the track. Hey, but listen to what I'm saying, but next. When you watch that videotape, did you see my flames going in and out and them of black smoke coming out that motherfucker?
The mother came on and stayed on. They weren't going in and out.
Now, that's how I know you ain't even looking at the same video I'm looking at. You got your own goddamn video. That's why Beans put on there and say, don't look like that.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Hey, Bud Nugget. Hey, Bud Nugget. Hey, Bud Nugget.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud Nugget. Now, what was you looking at though? Oh, you was just staring at like disbelief. Like,
I couldn't understand why that bit was tie sticking like that. That bit tied you all the way down the motherfucking track. Them two long dog balls, and it was just flat.
That motherfucker trying to figure out why I was up there by the return when they was getting at the finish line.
Hell, I thought you had hit me that all that goddamn smoke you blew out at the end, motherfucker.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That motherfucker was mad. That was straight off the trailer. That was straight off the trailer. I didn't get a chance to tune it. I'm going to tune
Congratulations.
That motherfucker before we got there. Let's go.
Congratulations. You've been right ever since that damn race and making down there. We know who started helping you down there and making too.
Ooh,
I knew it was
you. I don't know what kind of pills y'all gave me, but them some bitch work. That's my name.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, make sure when you come back, you got them pills with you now.
If y'all
Tony
have them pills, y'all fuck with my motor, I got them pills in my motor, they're not never coming back out. So I'm not going to buy you a new set. I'm not changing no motherfucker. That's something. Hey, when I looked at the ticket, the 60 foot say Willie Balls.
Oh no!
Hey, Big Low. Let me ask you a question. Hey, Whit, let me ask you a question. You see when they put that camera right beside Butt Naked and me when they showed where I left the line with him? Did that bitch leave that damn line like a bullet?
Yeah, you love that like a bullet. You ain't got that wit out there. Yeah, you love that like a bullet. Like a goddamn real bullet.
Like a rock. And I said, I didn't have that damn ticket. That ticket said, I said, they're supposed to come in numbers. They don't supposed to come in words.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Lowe. Hey, Lowe, sit on.
I'm
going to
tell you like
no,
this.
No, he ain't going. He dropped off.
Get him back on.
You had a hell of a goddamn trip down to the, but I'm going to tell you, you ran good. But, hey, I feel like I still can get there, homie. I know what the hell I can do.
Hey, but nigga, you know why I ran you straight off the trailer? Every time I come to Jackal, I make my fastest pass right off the trailer. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to run him off the trailer. And you come there and I stamp a number on your damn head. I bet ain't nobody on fucking nights in the world want that number.
Hell no. That's a drop in the bucket what you did, homie. You know I know. We ran each other, so you know I know.
Man, listen to me, man. I got a ticket in my pocket right now. I ain't gonna never get rid of it.
I got a ticket in my pocket too.
Oh, okay.
Every other Wednesday, every other Friday. Look at that motherfucker. That's something that got me.
I'm gonna bet you right now. I was 1,200 faster than you.
I bet you wasn't.
How much?
Hell, I told you I don't know how much money I have. I mean, I just got that paper sack, man. Every day,
you better
not
bet that fucking money. Hey, let me tell you something, butt nigga. Remember, I tell you this right here. Always remember, a car is a tenth. A wheelbase is 800. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know damn well I run so far from up under you, I can't tell you how many cars I beat you by.
Man, let me tell you something. When I looked at that goddamn graph and I saw that motherfucking shit was on and off, I like, God damn. I can't believe this shit, you But hey, it is what it is. I know what you did. I know how
okay, but how about you know shit stay on in Florida? And
you
I
know,
run,
and
body.
I know. Okay, we're gonna see. You get
man,
I'm a back tires.
Like, man, you got the back tires in Florida. You come up to me, y'all. You got to do a star count. Don't even fucking
hey,
come up and try to lock that in. Just tell you ready to race and lock in. I mean, put your money. No,
I ain't gonna have much to goddamn count. Cause hey, like I said, I'm making some change.
I understand.
Change.
Hey, listen,
I understand that, man.
I don't run for that
the
much money
him.
Anyway. So you come up
okay.
1500, I'm gonna run you. If you come up 1500.
Okay.
Let me tell you something I like about y'all. You won't bet them up 1500, $1,300, but you got a fella. The little red fella, bald head fella, I don't know who he is. That's something
you know
bring me all the money. He bring me all the fucking money I can stand. that motherfucker done been so good to me, man. I love that motherfucker so much, man. If they tell me something happened to him, I'm going to get on my motherfucking car, put me a guy. I'm coming up there wide open. Nobody can not fuck with him. I love him. That motherfucker cheats me. That is my baby. I love that motherfucker. Every time I see him, I'm coming shake his hand. Come. That motherfucker come up there in Jackson. He come with 600. I fold up, put in my pocket. He came back with 600 more. I fold up, put in my pocket. When a minute later, he come back with 500 more. I fold up, put in my pocket. He came back with 600 more. I said, man, hell no, Mac, he did it. Somebody said, I'm going to bet with you. I said, well, fuck, come on, let me hold it. That motherfucker bring me some of my money on the sideline, man. I said, look here, man. When I won the race, I told my partner, Chris, I said, I ain't even run by the pot. That motherfucker bet me all that money on the side. I love that motherfucker. You know, tell him when he comes to the wrong one jungle, he ain't got
that
the money.
Right,
the
goddamn lie.
I'm telling the truth, man.
What up, Hillary, you bad motherfucker?
Hey, them dog, what's going on, baby?
Aw, shit. They got dog on this motherfucker.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Man, look at we coming, dog. Me, dog, you going to Rumble Jungle?
Huh?
You going to Florida to the Big Low Show?
Goddamn right, bitch. We going down there and fuck every bitch up in Florida.
Okay, so I'm trying to tell y'all, man. See, man, we coming up in that motherfucker,
hey,
man.
Hey, Tony, if you see Crew Chief, that bitch got the back tie that whole motherfucking month.
I want it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I told Big Low I'm going to come down there. When I run him head up, I'm betting him on the gap. And
Tony, why are you going to go down there and fuck them boys' shows up? You know damn well Big Low going to pass the fuck out when you get on his ass.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something. I'm just going to make that motherfucker where you can throw a trash barrel across there.
Now, hey, Tony, what I want you to do is when you run Big Low, I want you to put a parachute on your car, pull the parachute, and let me walk between the cars when you go through the finish line.
Hey, dog.
I got
the coochie. He gonna pull that motherfucker. That big old fall clean on the floor. That bitch ain't gonna open up. If it don't, it gonna be. I hope y'all got the ambulance and everything else there. That motherfucker be running so goddamn fast. I'm gonna be so scared if it pass you gonna come out. Oh Lord.
The only way Florida win a race, down in Clearwater on the 30, the only way they win a race, they race each other.
Hey, dog, you got one dry-ass joke. You been saying that dry-ass joke for the last 2 years, goddamn.
Let me talk to a motherfucker that ain't scared to tell the truth. Hey, Tony Wright,
hey,
you on the phone, Tony Wright.
Ask
Crew Chief who the last motherfucker bitch slapped him.
You?
Okay.
Hey, dog, we're going to get that kit back. We're going to race, right?
You got the back tie, bitch.
You got
the back motherfucking tie.
Okay.
Tony Wright told me
if you slap a bitch,
you can't run him head up because they put you in jail for child molestation. So I got to get
that's
your bitch ass the back tie.
Okay, I want it, sir. I want it, sir.
Fucking fast by gas. The only gas y'all bitches gonna be passing is out your asshole when you're farting.
Hey, I guarantee he don't do that. Now lock that up.
Hey,
Tony
Wright.
Don't
right.
do that.
Tony Wright. Tony Wright, fall off, man.
Man, that man ain't fall off, man. That man hear you. He know low on the phone.
Now,
he know not
right,
his motherfucker
mouth. The only way you can get there, okay, won't we
grab
a deposit right now then, brother?
Say what, bro?
Why don't we put up a deposit right now?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You driving the Mustang?
Yeah, I sure am, sir.
You talking about Bill's Mustang?
Yeah, sir. Yes, I am, sir.
And I got the back tire?
Yes, you do, bitch.
Lock.
How much we locking, sir?
You call it, sir.
We locked 300 in on about 8.
$300 or $800?
That's what I said, motherfucker.
$800 better.
Okay. Always
a better,
motherfucker. Bet. As long as
you driving the fast back gas truck. Yes.
Yeah.
Lock. Okay. Lock. T5,
man, you calling me?
T5 was calling you because he thought you fell off, bro. He was calling you for Tony, because Tony was trying to get you on. They were calling your name, Tony. No, Whit was still looking for you. Where are you with at? Hey, Whit.
Oh, don't
try to call Tony in that crew chief.
Hold on a minute, man. We got me crew chief. Y'all just took over the what you call me. Y'all on the goddamn what you call me. We goddamn locked this race up. We coming straight off the trailer. Coming straight off the trailer, goddamn it. No later than 5 o'clock.
Man, what the fuck
crew
I care about that, man?
Motherfucker.
What in the fuck do
I
care about?
I gotta be working, man. I ain't got all day to be fucking with you.
Okay, what the fuck do I care about coming straight off the trailer, bro? I don't care nothing about that shit.
All right. So, any more steps we got?
No wheelie balls. No, you ain't got no wheelie balls. Oh, I forgot that slow motherfucker won't touch the motherfucker.
Hold on now. The wheelie balls on there now. They done put the wheelie balls back on there somebody now.
I just said no wheelie balls, sir.
Okay, now hold on a minute. You can't come back with no wheelie balls after we done locked in.
Man, listen, bro. No wheelie balls, bitch.
Wheelie balls on it. Then Ben's got the car now. They done put the wheelie balls back on it. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna try to trick you. The wheelie balls back on the car.
Okay, tell the motherfuckers they need to take them off.
Well, then we gotta renegotiate our bet then, cause I don't know if they're
okay.
Gonna take them off.
Well, get to renegotiate. Well, you need to find out, you old country faggot, before you try to lock me in.
Well, let's see then. We got the next week to talk about it then. Goddamn, we're working on some more shit to come out of the fuck y'all up, boy. We working on some shit right now. No problem. Y'all keep motherfucking turning riches. Just know y'all ain't the only motherfuckers working on some shit. So hey, don't forget, if Trevor's still around, you know, if the white boys come down there, oh, that was the cool. But that means T5 had a bet on that.
T5 damn
got a bet on the white boy.
You said the white boys, for real? Damn the white boys, for real? No, that was the white boys in T5 now. Yeah, I gotta tell you, if the white boys don't gap T5,
I'm still gonna pay him.
Well, listen, I tell you what, you better get ready to pay him. They just better hope, the white boys better hope T5 ain't got oil pressure.
Well, I hope he do got oil pressure, because I don't never want to wish nobody no bad luck. But if T5 run the white boys, and he do get fucked up, I'm going to run his motherfucking ass in the Mustang. Fuck you. I want to whoop a bigger fish. I get tired of fucking with these minnows.
Listen, don't worry about that. Listen,
hey,
white boys got all the
oil pressure.
Huh?
You bet I'm telling you.
You better hope I don't get no oil pressure.
No, I can't hope you don't get no oil pressure, cause I want you to have your car running. I can't hope against that. I'm just saying if you got oil pressure, you're gonna wish you hadn't had none.
Man, shit.
Lately, you gonna be like Stone Cold, put on that helmet and keep running that bitch into the wall, motherfucker. That's what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And you keep your goddamn crash dummy, man. Don't worry about it. Listen, bro.
I've been a crash dummy before, so ain't no big deal.
We understand that, sir. We understand why you ain't got no. That's why you ain't got no sense now.
Yeah, I got enough fucking sense. I got enough sense to know I can fuck you up and you scared of me.
I ain't scared of you at all, brother.
Time will tell.
You right about that, sir. Time, hey, the clock is motherfucking ticking. So you already know. Get out and lay the fuck down.
Tick tock, motherfucker. Tick tock.
Yeah, my point exactly, goddammit. My fucking point exactly. Are you
hey,
ready
Chevy
for
on the phone?
Chevy is on the phone. What the fuck do
you
want?
I heard Chevy out there, goddammit. They called Chevy at 11 o'clock at night. I said, man, what the fuck y'all calling Chevy that late at night? Goddammit, don't
find
them. I might come down that motherfucker and fuck y'all up, so I might just stay on down that motherfucker to Baldy race.
Ain't no pressure with that. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
One thing about it, if you're going to stay the Baldy race, make sure you bring your wig and a strain to put in your ass.
Why that, man?
Shit. At least
why
you
I need a wig for?
You
need
y'all
fuck bald-headed motherfucker before? What I need a wig for?
Man, you need a wig and a string in your ass.
I don't want no stranger, man. What am I have a stranger in my ass for?
Because we want you to make that ass fat while you here, goddamn. We're gonna take you out to take one and make some money. We're gonna work the shit out your ass.
Okay, ain't no problem. I like that, man. I like that.
We gonna work the shit out your ass. We gonna now listen, everything. Every time you don't come back with no money now, we gonna beat the shit out you.
That's only if you outrun me. Now, if I outrun you, see, I ain't going to make you go out and make no money. I'm just going to fuck you in the ass one time, and I'm going to let you go home.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about that. Ain't no fucking going on. I got the dick in this show.
Yeah, you got the dick, but you ain't using it, though. You ain't using the motherfucker.
I got the dick this time. Don't worry about that.
Your dick is like Tony Vines. You don't use the motherfucker.
I don't know nothing about Tony Vines' dick, and I ain't trying to know nothing about his dick.
What? Yeah, your dick just like Tony Vines. Y'all don't got that. Y'all lay on y'all stomach, so you ain't using your dick. Motherfucker, you laying on your stomach with your damn with a pillow up under your belly, so you know where your asshole is. Toot it up.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. I don't play like that.
I like keys like a rat. I like pussy, but not like that.
I'm telling you. I believe that. Oh, no.
You know you like that boy pussy?
No, not at all, sir. Never had none and never will, brother.
I got a letter from Big Herc today. Big Herc said he know you like boy pussy.
This motherfucker is stupid, man.
Hey, man, look at dog. I didn't want to say it while I was riding the boy, but you know crew chief like boy pussy.
Man, you got life fucked up, dog.
Hey, he hard, boy. Yeah, I said, well, damn. I said, I saw crew chief in the gym. He said, where you think most faggots come from?
Atlanta.
You know when dog come on, he always...
Look at T5. Look at T5. He ain't got no muscles. Look at Big Low. He ain't got no muscles. You the only bitch with muscles.
Hey, what the fuck that mean, faggot?
That you been in the gym fucking each other? Y'all been in the gym fucking? Y'all been in the gym fucking each other in the gym? You know y'all little pistol dick motherfuckers be in the gym lifting weights and nuts be then drawn up and shit? Your little dick don't beep about an inch and a half.
Hey, y'all, hold on one second. I need to click this call in. You know, Coochie, the only time this bitch come on the phone is when dog get his ragged ass on the phone.
That must be right, man.
478-8870. Go ahead, bitch.
That's James or somebody.
Who in the fuck is that?
Hey, T-Fi.
What, man?
T-Fi. Man, I sure hope to have some arm pressure because you're going to be my ticket to Christmas.
Man, listen here.
When the white boy's fucking up. Hell yeah.
Listen, Kenny, where was your ass the other day? Why you ain't, like you called this show, why you ain't called my motherfucking phone when they got his asshole blowed out?
And we smart. We know when to hold it.
Dog, hush. Let Kenny answer now. You call, he called us. Let him answer now. Go ahead, Kenny. Don't let us all talk at one time.
I'm going to tell you why, because I'm Cooper Performance. That's why.
Oh, bitch. You still should have called me. You should have called me. You should have been just like Chubb and Juvenile. Call me and lose your motherfucking money.
But see, these two Georgia boys, we don't have shit to do with that. They two Georgia boys, man. We don't do that.
Oh, now they Georgia boys. Now they Georgia boys.
Now they Georgia boys. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Anytime we come to Florida, we Georgia boys, because we're going to fuck y'all bitches up now.
But y'all, guess what, dog? You wasn't in Florida last week, motherfucker. So, Coop, Kenny, shut your ass up. You should have called me.
Hey,
we... Hey, the same way we did them up there to South Carolina, we did the same way at down in Macon.
I know.
That's
I'm
right.
trying to tell you something. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm trying to tell you they on the losing path. You and dog walk gonna walk both butt ass naked from the tree to y'all truck.
P5, you know what? If you beat the white boy will burn that car.
Well, they better get the gas now then.
They
better get the gas
now. Hey Kenny. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. They gonna tell you the same thing that been happening to them when they were racing Scott. We spin the tie. We had a problem. We did this and we did that. So I don't want to hear that shit. Or we can only race at 5 o'clock in the daytime. Man, I don't want to hear that shit, Kenny.
I hope they don't race you off the trailer, because they race you off the trailer, they're in trouble. But they let you make
189.
That's your ass.
Hey, listen, Kenny. I ain't got to worry about that, because the problems they've been having, only thing I got to do is race them bitches anytime after 5 o'clock, and they ass is grass. Because they got a 5 o'clock car.
Know what it is.
Yeah, good. That was Stone said this morning. They got a 5 o'clock car, so they got to race by 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, they ass ain't ready for quarter.
When y'all lock up, though, I'm going to come see you.
Hey, motherfucking, hey, ain't nobody backing up. I tell them what, though. I tell them one motherfucking thing. Y'all sleep on that red motherfucker if you want. Well, dog already know what that red motherfucker capable of. And every time he went up, he got it at baptized. But y'all sleep on that red motherfucker if you want to.
T5, I ain't gonna tell you no lie, T5. I lost damn $100 when I was up there in Rockingham. That my first time I ever seen that damn car lead the line.
Well, you keep looking at it. Won't be your first, won't be your motherfucking last, as dogs say.
You know what? I think it's fair too, because that damn car was up in the air when it left.
Don't worry. You'll see that movie again.
I don't know what the hell y'all did to it that day, but y'all ride that day.
Most
that's
seven
only day.
Hey, they had my motor in there.
Damn.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Kenny, I didn't bet you that money. Hey, T5, who I owe now? I owe Kenny or James. Which one I owe?
You owe me, $50, Kenny.
Okay. I keep getting y'all bitches mixed up, goddammit. You sure
hey,
on you?
Child, we don't worry about it because we charge the boy. And that was Florida hell. I had to go down there and get my damn $50.
I heard that, though. I heard that. But I'm up when the white boys run them, I'm up fucking T5 up and crew chief, and I'm gonna just come home and give you a bonus, goddammit.
All right.
Cause I mean that's just like money in the bank, man. I can goddamn go and spend my rent money on that shit though. I told if T5 beat the white boy, I'm walking buck naked all the way from motherfucking Clearwater.
If you spend your money this motherfucking go round, I guarantee they're gonna have eviction notice on your shit.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo,
hold on 1 second. 478-5467.
Oh,
you on live with Crew Chief?
What's going on, Chief?
What's going on, brother?
I can't call this Jane, man. I'm just chiming in, man. Y'all got some good shit going on. I just want to chime in. Give me a little kiki in, too.
Hold on a minute. Hey, James, did I bet you on that race? Do I owe you any money?
No, dog. You don't owe me nothing.
All right, I just want to make sure it was kidding. Because y'all motherfuckers, I swear I can't never get y'all bitches apart, man. I swear I can't.
No, you straight. We good.
I know it. I just want to see what you're going to shit me. Because Kenny got them talking shit. These motherfuckers, they've been smoking dope or something on this line. They talking about, goddamn it, they're going to beat the white boys. I think they've been drinking.
Yeah, they've been smoking that, what they call that, the hella weed.
Goddamn it.
Hey, James.
Crew Chief ain't beat nobody damn near over a year.
Don't worry, I'm going to fuck you up.
Crew Chief,
I'm
going to
fuck you up, though.
Crew Chief, you remember now you said
you
gonna give me $100
if
I bring Dirty
Red down
there.
Dirty
Red,
man, you are.
Hey, somebody might give me $300 to kill this motherfucker, Anthony. Don't bring it.
Hey, Now you bring Dirty Red and he got a truck, and Red, you bring, make sure he got a truck with him, you got $100.
Dirty Red.
Man, we gonna see.
I already got to go on it. He coming with the truck.
Man, shit. I believe it when I see it, goddamn it. The goddamn Dirty Red ain't gonna need Mexican. Dirty Red ain't gonna get his ass out of Megan, so that I ain't worried about. But if he comes, that man, he damn still got X.
Yeah, man, how y'all weather down there? Hell, it was raining. It rained at my house just a minute ago.
It's so-so right now.
Okay.
It's so-so right now. But, shit. All that other shit, that shit Dirty Red talking about, that shit Dog talking about, that shit, what's the name, Kenny talking about? Man, damn.
Like I said, man, I know hotel for all, Brish. Damn, y'all ain't. Hell, you need to go on to work on it now. God damn.
Don't worry, we working on it. Who the hell calling somebody? I don't know whoever it is. I hope they go ahead and hear up and get them on so we can get on their ass. It sounds like somebody calling somebody we talking to and need to talk to.
But you know what?
What's that?
We whooped the white boy last Saturday. Boy, they would be pissed off when they get you. God dang, I feel sorry for them.
You feel sorry for him? I ain't feel sorry for him. I make money.
He said by them whooping the white boy ass, they gonna be mad as hell. They gonna take it out on T5.
Man, shit. Hey, listen. One thing you gotta worry about it. You ain't gotta worry about that bullshit though. They gonna wish they never had fucked with T5. They gonna, you know what? As a T5 cut the W on, they gonna goddamn Spike gonna apologize to that man on the big end, man. I knew we shouldn't have been fucking with you, man. I'm sorry for even wasting your time like that.
Hey, but nigga, yeah. But nigga, feel I'm wrong.
Hell no.
But nigga, supposed to record the farmer, don't
it? Nah, but nigga, blow it up.
He said he gonna be ready by Baldy Ray.
Well,
but
that's
nigga locked in one of them. Buck Naked locked in 105
getting
Cooper Farms at
Baldy Ray.
Uh-oh.
He should be back together by then at least. But he's trying to make T5 and then raise. He's trying to make Crew Chief and all of them raise land right now. He's supposed to be picking up his shit tomorrow if he can afford it, he said.
Yeah. I'm not going to afford because the motherfucker that old man won't goddamn pay me.
I ain't no Buck Naked on the phone, but I told you. Buck Naked trying to make that raise, though. He's trying to make it.
Hey.
I told Buck Naked is only one for you.
You've been talking that person owes you some money on this show for a long time.
I'm not going there before you get started. I'm not going there. Leave that alone.
I was just gonna tell you they didn't cook that.
I ain't worried about it. We don't talk about that. We're gonna let them have it a little bit. We don't even worry about that.
You know, you keep saying something about it, I'll just let you know if they ain't paid you in this long, they done cooked that.
No.
You got a point,
Danny. No, I ain't worried about it, Whit. I ain't worried about it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Quit bringing it up. I think you're still on the line in Jackson, to be honest, which I think you're on the line right now in Jackson.
We're right here. I think I still got your shit on my dick from down there making, bitch.
Oh, shit. Damn. That man, you must went way up in his ass, then. hey, don't. Hoochie can't laugh because I ain't got but 2 inches, but I'm gonna have my shit on my dick when I go up in his ass.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You got hopes and dreams, motherfucker.
I don't usually let a motherfucker put his nasty mouth on my dick, but I might rub my dick across Blue Chief's lips.
Man. You got hopes and dreams, goddammit. You going to apologize to a motherfucker.
I'm
going to
pull a Buck Naked thing. I like what Buck Naked did when he was a kid. Bitch, if I beat you, I want to piss on your motor.
Yeah, okay. It sounds good. Hey, I guarantee when I get on the top side, after I cut the W on the top side, dog, you going to pay for my gas. Man, I'm going to gas you with
you.
Hey,
you cut the W on the top side the last time. By the time I was coming back down the track past you, I was coming. By the time you went down the track, I had turned around and was on the way back. I thought I'd fuck you up.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? That shit won't happen twice.
Don't happen twice, motherfucker. You don't line up, bitch.
Nah, don't wait. I tell you what, don't worry about it. I'm lining up, motherfucker. I'm going to lock your bitch ass in. You just make sure you ain't got the wheelbarrow on. You old fucking faggot.
Fuck yeah. They came down there a day early, right? Made a pass on Friday. Man, they was jumping around. They went to the club celebrating, buying drinks for everybody. Came out there Saturday and was ready to go. Didn't make no shakedown. Thought they had to raise one. I went out there and chain-linked that motherfucker.
Damn.
Hey, don't worry about it. That shit won't happen twice.
Look here. They could have won 20 races that day, but that trip back to Florida after they lost that one everybody was talking about, that was a long motherfucking trip.
It wasn't long because we won the shootout, motherfucker. We came and won the shootout with Big O.
I won the shootout Thursday, bitch. I fucked your ass up Saturday. That shit had wore off, bitch.
Motherfucker, we won Saturday, bitch. What the fuck you talking about? You forgot, motherfucker?
No, you forgot, motherfucker. The way I beat your ass, you forgot,
motherfucker.
Hey, if you ever want to see a fucking fucked up face, you should have seen Crew Chief face after the race.
Don't worry. Yours going to look like just like mine was looking after this race.
The little red truck, we made about 4 passes. Couldn't even get that bitch off the line. Crew Chief them sitting back, hair growing on his chest, muscles getting big and shit. Big loader lost by 17 pounds. Crew Chief done got a haircut. When I beat they motherfucking ass, Crew Chief had a fucking, T5 had an afro. Big loader gained 75 pounds. And everybody was, and Crew Chief had shit all over himself.
Boy, you crazy. Boy, you stupid as hell, dawg.
Hey,
Alvin Buttnagger, I'm serious. That bitch was fucked up, man. They didn't bleed and shit, man. They didn't bleed.
Hey, man. Don't worry about it. We figured out our problem. We figured our problem out. And we didn't know what to do about it at the time.
Over there on the lane side, you motherfucker. That was the problem.
Man, that shit sound good. That shit sound motherfucking good.
Now, Buttnagger, you know they get on your ass. But I know you don't mind telling the truth, though. Buttnagger, ask that bitch. Since I kicked his motherfucking ass in that truck, ask him how many times that truck been to the track since then.
Plenty, sir. How many times? Nah, what, motherfucker? Plenty.
Okay,
waiting on the bitch to step up and lock it in. Now what? End your point. Get to it. See, you bitches want to lock back in.
Hey, dog. All I was the driver. They pointed at your motherfucking ass to sick him. I died in and locked down on your motherfucking ass.
Hey, dog, you driving down there, you flying down there?
Hell no, man, I'm driving, man. I don't fly, motherfucker, fly for goddamn it, dumbass black folks and rich white folks. Any motherfucking bitch flying down in Florida, motherfucker, he a rich white motherfucker or a dumb black one.
I'm just trying to see where you're going to bring your GPS so you can go down to Flamingo and find Coop Performer. Know where the fuck you're going to be at. He's going to be in Flamingo, goddamn, down in them projects down there when I get
nigga,
you fucking him up.
Nigga, you stupid, boy.
They're going to have to find that bitch. We down in Liberty City down there. He's going to be fucked up. Don't know where
he's going to be. Don't worry about it, but nigga.
Hey, me too.
Call me right back.
Don't worry about it, but nigga. You're going to get your goddamn change.
Oh, I knew it. That going to be my chance right there.
Hey, you going to get your hand to get your little money back that we got from your goddamn man.
Who in the hell are we? You weren't even down there back in them days when J-Wayne ran that, man. What the fuck you talking about, we? You weren't even there.
I'm older than you, hell.
You might be older than me, but motherfucker, I know who bet the money. Goddamn, Dave Floyd bet that money. And Joe Dirt them. You weren't even nowhere in the goddamn picture back in them days. You just not got on that man, dick. You went down that motherfucker. Quit lying.
But Nate, we went to the zoo every damn time they had a race.
It wasn't even a zoo back then.
We went to Twins every time they had a race, but Nate.
Let me tell you something, homie. You just got on that man, Dick. Just now. Let me tell you something. When Jay was driving that other car, and we bit that guap like that, you were nowhere in the picture.
But Nate,
don't start that shit.
Listen to me, but Nate. I didn't know.
I ain't got to listen to you. I'm telling you. I know what I pulled out of my pocket. I know what J1 pulled out of his pocket. I know what goddamn Dave Floyd pulled out of here. Joe Dirt. I know what they pulled out of their pocket.
I didn't say what they pulled out of their pocket. You the one said you lost
$6,500.
You said get our money back.
That's
what you said. You said you were
going to
get your money back, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to get mine back. You said, yo. You said something about
y'all.
Yours.
No, you did. No, I didn't.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I said, but nigga, I said you think you're gonna get your money back. I
misinterpreted. Yeah, I'm gonna get my motherfucking money back. Who in the hell is it? Let me tell you something. I only time looking at them goddamn videos. I'm gonna show y'all, so I'm gonna disconnect that motherfucker out there. He got a real bad now. I am the bad motherfucker on 28 with nitrous. Best believe that shit.
I hear you.
Hey but yeah.
I'm gonna show you.
Your shit run good, but you ain't all that now, goddamn
it. Well, goddamn it, you lined up with me. You lined up with me on 2018.
Man, I tell you what, you let me break up out of there and fuck you.
See,
you
know what I'm saying?
If you need to motherfucking break, motherfucking go set your ass down somewhere.
Man, you set the fuck up, dog. Ain't nobody talking to your old motherfucking ass.
Sit
in the corner and rock in the goddamn rocking chair. Goddamn it. That what the fuck you do, goddamn butt nigga. I ain't got the shit that you got. If I had the shit that you got, then I'd be on your head like stank on shit. But
if you ain't got
the
shit
you
got, leave me alone. Then.
If I ain't got the shit you got, you let me step out of there. I'm gonna see how bad you is.
This bitch
was
begging for the. That sounds just like old fucking broke down cripple ass hoe asking for the break.
Man, you set your old ass up. What's
I'm
wrong?
A
grown
ass motherfucking
what?
Man, goddamn asking for the break. You sound like a weak ass, weak kneed faggot.
You sound like mother. You sound like you ain't getting no dick last night. That's why you so upset.
You should have got some dick. Maybe your ass
you
walked ready
for
that break.
I'm gonna make sure one of them boys come past. I'm gonna get on
back. You
want
that bitch
to come
and ask for the break from you, man?
Man, that man ain't doing it but talking. You know he ain't even get no goddamn break, you know?
I tell you what, I give you a break. Let me lay my dick across your lips. I give you the break, motherfucker.
I told you, hey, didn't I tell y'all that old motherfucker ain't getting no dick last night? I told y'all that shit. I told y'all that old motherfucker ain't getting no dick. That's his problem. That's why he get on all these shows.
Let me
break.
Bitch, you
will
sound like a goddamn two-faced sidewalk ass sister.
I got to say, you can tell the motherfuckers on the radio show ain't getting no dick.
Let me break.
They got every motherfucking thing to say.
Hey, and if I fuck with you, I ain't going to get no dick because you got to squat the piss, motherfucker, asking for the break.
Don't worry about it, goddamn it. Don't worry. I don't need no break from your motherfucking ass. I'm going to do you.
Hey, but Nate.
Yeah, homie.
Like you said, I went in that one, but I damn sure be a part of this one then, all right?
Well, congratulations, homie. You done growed up and came up. I see you there.
Hey, Kenny, you going to be down in in Clearwater?
No, I won't be down there. No, but I will be at Ball's race. All right.
God damn it, I gotta put it on my goddamn calendar. Old Kenny,
goddamn it. Hey, Kenny, you finna get up out of here? You finna go? You just finna hang up?
Yeah, no, I ain't finna go nowhere. Why?
Oh,
Kenny said that shit like you heard it got them feeling in. Hell no,
saying,
I ain't finna go nowhere. Why?
Calm down, brother. Hey, calm down.
Why you trying to get rid of Kenny, motherfucker?
I wasn't trying to get rid of Ken. I was just going to try to get his final comment before he left.
Oh, no, I ain't got to get his motherfucker. You a bitch because you had to break, punk motherfucker. That's the final comment, bitch.
Well, listen, motherfucker. I got to get up at 2 o'clock in the motherfucking morning.
Hey,
you punk motherfucker going to be, you motherfucker going to still be sleep farting and shit while I'm up motherfucking working.
Well, you a dumbass. You got to be that early. If you get up that early to work, you one dumb motherfucker then.
No, I got to go. Hey, I ain't dumb, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I got to pay my goddamn bills, motherfucker. You can talk all that shit you want. 2 o'clock, I got to be in that motherfucker.
If you got to get up at 2 o'clock to go pay your bills, you a dumb bitch.
I got to get up at 2 o'clock and get in that motherfucking truck and get on the West Coast, goddammit. So that shit you talking about?
Well, but goddammit, if you get up at 2 o'clock and leave at 2:15, I'm going to be at your house, goddammit.
I ain't worried about that, goddammit. Come on.
Hey, I got to get up at 4 o'clock, your phone.
Say what?
I'm going to be at your goddamn house. If you leave at 2:15, motherfucker, you can get your hat and got to turn around and come and get it. You're going to have to roll me in the parking in the parking lot.
Hey,
dog. Yeah.
You know how to pack
a
parachute.
Yeah, what up, Whit?
They said, I heard that about you. They said a dude had left his house, and they said you went and knocked on his door, and his wife answered the door. And you push your head up with your tongue.
That wig crazy. He's stupid too.
And she didn't know who you were, but she let you in.
Yeah.
Gucci
won't let nobody do. He ain't nobody.
Hey, that motherfucker told that long hair. I'm going to let it be in.
Hey,
y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that, boy.
Dog, you know how to pack a parachute, homie?
I told Crew Chief, I'm going to pull a parachute in there, but they're going to have to pack it for me.
Don't worry. Hey, I'll pack the motherfucker for you, but it's going to be real sad when you pull that motherfucker and you still behind, goddammit.
Why you need to pack a parachute, bud, nigga?
I'm just trying to see here. Like, I got two brand news on that bitch I'm going to pull on Cooper for him. Two brand news. I'm
going to
show y'all something down there.
Two goddamn brand
news. Yeah, yeah. Them parachutes call me. Them two parachutes and them two cable call me. Call me $1,000. Then I'm turn around and I had to pay goddamn $450 to get them bitches put on. I'm going to show them motherfuckers. I'm going to show them bitches off.
You ain't gonna need them. That's $4 a mile.
Which one of them cars you supposed to be running butt naked?
The one that?
Which one of them coupe performing cars you supposed to be running?
The bad one they goddamn got. The one they been sneaking around doing shit to.
The one
that
keep
white,
boy.
The one that Scott drives?
Yeah, the one Scott drives.
Hey, that's why you won't get it painted, huh? They trying to charge you about $7,000 to paint it, ain't it?
Shit, butt nigga paint his own shit, don't he? I'll go let butt nigga paint myself, shit. He do body work.
His own body shop gonna charge him $7,000 to paint it.
When we whoop butt nigga there, we gonna put some paint on it.
Let me tell you something, Kenny.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You must have watched that movie the last damn time. What's the name of that movie? White Men Can't Jump. You don't watch that movie?
I seen it one or two times, yeah.
Well, goddamn, I'm going to show you something, goddamn. I'm going to show you something.
But, nigga, you ever seen that movie, Black Men Can't Think?
Right? You ain't either, motherfucker. You ever, hey, we know what movie you did, see?
What movie?
That
was one.
That was down there in that they made on that Memphis where you're from. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Whoop that
whoop.
Trick.
I whooped that trick down there, Mickey boy. I beat the shit out of him down there. We know you saw that one 2 times.
You whooped me, though. You whooped me, the butt nigga. You got me, ball. I wish I could.
The ball man called me. They told me to lay off you, though. He said, lay off my homeboy, but nigga, lay off on him a little bit. He good people. I said, all right, Mark. I sure will.
Hey, let me tell you something. For one, we know you lying because that ain't my boss man. My boss man is this financial company that I repo calls from. So if they didn't call you, if your ass ain't on that list, then you ain't got nothing to worry about with me.
Uh-huh.
I ain't on this list. I'm
hey, boy, let me show you something.
I report
hey,
motherfucker.
Like,
they got
hey,
titles,
hey,
too.
Hey, if you can't report their goddamn house, that don't think I can get repo. Everything else I got paid for.
But see, I done heard from your cab before, the same motherfuckers. People pawn titles, too. I report for the title long play, too.
They damn sure do. They damn sure do. I might go see the motherfucker tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You pawn that title, and you don't go get that motherfucker, I'll come get you, boy. Me and 0902 will come get you. We'll see if you got some deals in this motherfucker, y'all. We'll see if you
got
some deals in
this. I got that rake some lead, pick up some sticks and sell some beer can while I let my shit go back.
Hey, Witt. Hey, Witt.
What up, Kim?
When you go pick him up, you had him two finger lads in the side.
Yes, sir. Why you laughing, Kenny? You ain't behind on your truck, no, did you? That 18 wheel. I get them motherfuckers, too.
I get paid for
them. You get them all, huh?
Why you laughing and giggling, Kenny? We'll make you pull that big motherfucker over.
Nah. Hey, Witt, I ain't worried about that. Uh-huh. I bought my shit. I paid for it cash.
Yeah, okay. Well, you ain't going to die down.
Witt want to take everybody shit. Witt want to take everybody shit,
do.
Boy.
Hey, you best stay over there and goddamn Memphis with that shit. You bring your ass over to Alabama trying to get somebody shit, boy, you going to have a bad day.
Hey, them weak motherfuckers in Alabama. Come on, man. We'll come over
keep
there.
On thinking, keep on thinking we got them country over here now. We do more than grow potatoes, bitch. Believe that shit.
Hey, you motherfucker weak. We'll come over to Alabama and take over that motherfucker.
Hey, but
Memphis. You know where I'm at, don't you? You know I'm in Memphis, man. I ain't in no Mississippi, motherfucker.
But hey, we know.
What that motherfucker name from the 901 or whatever, supposed to be a rapper.
You better
somebody he bought that line.
You better straighten that shit up, then fuck with some of these Memphis gangsters over there, boy.
They're gonna be like they be on South Beach too, ain't
hey, the motherfucker motherfuckers in the city that are gangster come from the city. Look at Frank Lucas, bitch. Oh,
hey,
everybody that got them a gangster come from the country.
Hey, I wanted to tell y'all, did y'all find out the breaking news?
What that?
Oh, shit, y'all didn't know. That damn, you know that grudging man that be on that shirt? They said that was Mississippi Joe.
Hell no.
Well, you crazy here, boy.
Oh, shit.
You quit smoking that shit.
They said that old Mississippi Joe was there, Chris Cole on with his arm hanging out that motherfucker. There wasn't no gun.
They told me it was DJ Grant.
DJ Grant was at the bottom of that motherfucker with them little curls sticking up at the goddamn bottom of that damn jacket. It was him and Mississippi Joe stacked on top of each other. Him and Mississippi Joe stacked on top of
each other. Watch your goddamn mouth, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
I didn't know you was on the phone, DJ. My bad, DJ. My bad. Hey, DJ.
Hey, Witt. It's because I just finished, man. Did you hear me? I just finished. That's why you were talking.
Oh. Hey, DJ.
What, man? What?
You ain't never DJed or nothing, had you? I ain't know. You ever been a DJ?
And DJ stands for Dolores James.
Hey, DJ, can I do any repoing for you, man, since Butt Nigga talking about this?
Yeah, DJ Grant ain't got them with some damn Lexus and Mercedes and shit, man. Cadillacs and shit, man.
I ain't hear what you said. I was in the private room for a quick second. What'd you say, Whit? What'd he say?
He probably in the private room, too, DJ.
He said, hey, DJ, he said, can he do some repoing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I come over there and repoing the cars?
Yeah, then I'll be your boss, man.
Hey, Witt, you know that DJ stand for DJ Grant out here out on the street, but when he was in the pen, it stand for the Dolores James.
Hey, DJ, what you got over that I need to come get, man? I ain't talking no motherfucking Pintos and Escorts and shit. I like to get Cadillacs and Benz and shit.
Yo,
I like to
yo,
get
yo.
Yeah, well, yeah. That shit like that, I don't finance. I get mine up front, they go to the bank, give me a check.
Hey, hold on. We got to say, hold on. Tell me now. Tell me, goddamn it, Buck, nigga, they got that baby again tonight.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Y'all ain't hearing no damn baby.
Hey, straight that shit up. That bitch got, he got that baby again tonight, man.
Be quiet. Let's see if she gone. Y'all be quiet. See who's
gone.
Baby mama.
Baby mama ain't going nowhere. She right here.
What you talking about?
Don't start this shit tonight, motherfucker.
All right. Hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
You got the black shot. Tony Bynes had me going get some shit. I repoed for Tony Bynes. His car sat over there. That man had me going get a motherfucking station wagon. Man, I don't repo no shit like this.
You ought to quit your shit.
Hey, DJ. I come all the way to goddamn Augusta. Them mother had me go get a station wagon.
What you talking about? You gave them that.
Yeah, I told them, get them folks. Get that lady no car back with all them kids, man. They don't do no shit like that.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, go ahead and give me a final comment, dog. I can't stay up and rap with y'all boys. I'm falling asleep.
Hey, man, good show, man. I'm going to get off this thing. Crew Chief, y'all, good show. Hope to see y'all down in Florida, man.
All right, careful. Appreciate it.
All right, DJ, come on down, man, with that good hat, man. Oh, Lord. All right. All right.
Careful. Let me see who we got. Let me get Whit. Hey, Whit, give me your final comment, Whit.
Don't get repoed before your show, before the jungle show. Don't get repoed so you can't make it down to the motherfucker.
You ain't got that worry about all that shit paid for. We got the titles everything we drive.
That shit.
We got the titles everything we drive, so you ain't repoing shit over here.
All right.
Let's go. Let me see. We got, what's his name, Kenny?
Yeah, you got Kenny. You got Kenny and James there.
Kenny and James.
Good show. All right,
whoever they are, they got a lot of background noise.
What, nigga?
But, nigga.
There ain't none of me with no goddamn background noise, motherfucker.
Well, fuck it then. Go ahead and give me your final comment, but, nigga, being that you're bumping your gun.
Goddamn fade down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
All right, DJ. Hey, dog. Let me get your final comment, dog.
I don't know what happened to dog. I might have to call him on my personal right quick, Coop Jesus, because I don't want to do that. You got Coop King still on. He got to get up the same time as you.
Coop King and who, BT still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Okay,
good
I
show,
want to
man.
Get
and,
appreciate
I'm
it, brother.
Forward to seeing y'all the 30th, man.
All right, appreciate it. BT sound like he had done fell asleep. Boy, he got deep in the motherfuckers just then. Let me see.
That was Coop King. That was Coop King.
Oh, that was Coop. I know. I thought that was BET, man. I know the voice. Everyone I say the voice deeper than a motherfucker. Shit, BET.
No, BET was on.
Okay, well, let me get
You got James. You got James or Kenny.
I don't talk to James. Go hit him.
Yeah, good show, man. Sound like y'all gonna have some things to look forward to on the 30th, man. I'm probably not gonna make it, but I'm gonna try my best. Me and my boys been talking. We're gonna try to make it down into that Orlando race, though, boy.
Okay. Appreciate it. Appreciate the value.
Look here. I hope you have some arm pressure and ball is ready. Like I said, I'm looking for you to help me out on Christmas.
You ain't got to worry about looking for me to help you out on Christmas. You're going to be one fucked up motherfucker. And I hope you will have paid off for real. Whit, don't come get that money. Go ahead, Willie. Hey, Coop Chief, I got Willie dog on, man. I don't mess around with him.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, man, I like to be on there with y'all, man, because, see, some people get mad and we'll be talking that shit, but Crew Chief know the deal, no, man. We all wish everybody...
Oh, yeah, no, we good.
We wish everybody a safe travel and everything. We hope to see everybody down there in the Rumble in the Jungle on November the 39th in Clearwater, Florida. Go down there and support them guys. As all y'all know, they support everybody, man, so... I think we deserve to go out there and try to support them down in Rumble in the Jungle, Clearwater, Florida, down on November the 30th. We plan on seeing them, but, like I said, we're going out there to blow their asshole out. But, hey, man, good show. We holler at y'all.
All right. Thanks, Tempo. All right, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody for listening. Hey, I appreciate the loyal listeners, the new listeners, the people just listening. You know, I just appreciate all the callers all together as a whole. I appreciate, you know, T5. For, you know, taking time out of his busy day to sit on here and entertain us, you know, to help entertain us, you know what I'm saying? Once again, I got to thank the good Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for, you know, making this all possible that we can get on here and fellowship the way we do. And I look forward to seeing and talking to everybody and locking everybody in next week. Till then, this Crew Chief and T5, and we out.
All right, man. Y'all love y'all, man.
All right, though.
Get ready as Grudge E presents Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip Saturday, November 30th in Clearwater, Florida. The Grudge Pro Mod race is the headline race as Mike Hill from the ATL versus Mike Stravino from the MIA. It's the pine trees versus the palm trees. Who's the baddest? Plus, there will be an anything on 28s and 29 shootout with $3,000 up for grabs. W's okay, no willy bars. The Grudge Inc. National Extreme 29's champion, Lil Rick, will be in the house. And on deck, it's Cole Killer and Scotty G, Grudge Inc.'s newest member and national record holder, plus many more. And last but not least, the top sportsman national champ will be on the line. Running for the title is Stone Cold, Ballsy, Timothy Hall, and many more. Gates open at 10 a.m., races at 3 p.m., spectators $20, age 10 and under free. It's all going down as Grudge Inc. presents the Rumble in the Jungle at the Showtime Drag Strip, Saturday, November 30th. For more info, contact T5 at 954-275-0396 or log on to grudgeinc.us.